Hey there, Joel Radio's back. Welcome to the show, everybody. I'm Joel Fragamenti, your host. I was going to say your MC. It was after that three-hour show I did last night at the Comedy Club.
Sweet. It hasn't left Lassie was out a long time.
It hasn't left my brain.
It's still going on.
It's still going on. It is.
Yeah. Only five more guys to put up.
Yeah. If I give you guys the light in 4 minutes, it's because I still think I'm at last night's comedy show. But we're not. It's Joel Radio. Welcome to the show. Corey Hall is here.
Shalom.
Par usual. Matt McClary is joining us. Great comedian. Matt, how you doing?
Hi, Joel. How are you?
Matt is our friend and comedian. And
Matt's a longtime friend, but never been in the studio.
No.
And, I think Matt was on one of our live
events. Yeah, I was.
Probably because for the first 5 years I was terrified of Matt. But
in what way? Why would you be afraid of Matt?
Why would you be?
Matt's a very
I go into Facebook, and it's all about what this guy's watching on TV at the moment or what he ate for lunch.
Well,
and
you could have just hidden him, but I think he merited being deleted.
But here's the thing. Facebook doesn't even make it easy to delete or hide or anything.
They're constantly changing crap.
And then they change how it all works. It's annoying.
They just added subscriptions to be like Twitter or what. I don't know what that is.
That's enough of this. Let's get into our fall TV show. Come on, everybody. All right. So this is how it's going to work. We are going to pick the number of weeks that we think a show will air. Now, the maximum number that we're going to give, because we don't know exactly how many shows are ordered for all these, is going to be 13. Because we figure every show is going to go at least 13 episodes, even if it's a reality show or something. It'll run 13. So 13 shows is going to be the max number you can get. And then we're going to find out the actual number that actually airs whenever it gets canceled or whatever. And we will subtract that number from the number we predicted. And that will be your total score for that show. And we'll also predict whether or not the show will be renewed for 2012. Now, obviously, if you think the show is only going to run five episodes or something, then clearly it's not going to be renewed. But then we'll give a bonus point if you get the renewal status wrong. And you actually, to win the game, you want to have 0 points.
It's like a penalty.
Low scores win, yes.
Okay.
So if you guess that the renewal, like a lot of these shows will do a complete run of shows. They'll do 13 shows or 20 shows or whatever it is, but they won't be renewed. So there'll be sort of bonus points in that. So you'll guess at the end if it's renewed or not. And we'll start from there. I think we have about 25 shows. These are only the new shows airing on the broadcast network. So
yes, sir.
Fox, CBS, ABC, NBC, CW. We're not doing anything on cable. We're not doing shows that are like coming back, like, say, Survivor coming back with a new cast, but it is the same show. We're not counting that.
Come on, Survivor. Doesn't
exactly.
Matter?
So, you know, whatever. But, you know,
Amazing
we're
Race.
Not counting that as a new show. So what we'll do is, everyone has in front of them some research information. I printed out grids of all of the lineups on the big five networks here. So you can consider what the show is on against, what its competition is, the night of the week it's on. The budget, all those things, the stars, and I'll even read previews. If you're not sure at home what it is, we'll describe what every show is. And maybe I'll put one of these up on the website. People can play along.
No,
if they want to fill out their own sheet at home. And then they can listen, print this out.
We're working from the TV Guide and Entertainment Weekly.
Yeah, I haven't seen the TV Guide preview, but Corey brought that, and I think, Matt, you said you had that as well.
Yeah, I had a knockoff one that came in the mail.
Okay, all right, well, that's fine. We'll soak that all in. Well, I'll tell you what, we'll start the show.
By the way, folks, this is Matt and fully engaged enthusiast.
Yeah, don't think he's not into it. This is the way he always talks.
Matt's fired up for this.
Yeah,
but this is just how he normally is.
Yeah, don't think that Matt doesn't care about this topic. He does, but
yeah.
That's just what he sounds like. All right, so I'll tell you what. Should we let Matt? Do you want to make
he undersells? He's like Hulk Hogan.
And so what we're gonna do is we're gonna go day by day. Mm-hmm. There's five, between 3 and 8 new shows every night of the week. Yeah. Should we let our guest Matt pick first? We'll start with Matt and go around.
Gentlemanly.
Do you want to pick the first show on Monday night, Matt? You can pick any of the shows that are, I think there's four listed that are brand new, and then pick the number of weeks it'll run, 13 or less, and then pick whether or not it's renewed. And then Corey and I will give our thoughts and make our predictions. You go ahead, man. We'll let you start.
Steven Spielberg's Terra Nova.
All right, Terra Nova. It's at Fox at 8 p.m. I believe it starts next week.
Mm-hmm.
So go ahead. Give us your thoughts on Terra Nova. This is a big budget sort of space dinosaur kind of thing. Is that a apt description of it?
Yeah, dinosaurs in space.
Yeah. No, it is. I'm looking at the thing. Is it a dinosaur? Is that not a dinosaur in space?
Well, is it in just the past, or do they go to another world?
It might be the distant.
They escape the polluted world of 2049 and go back 85 million years in an effort to rebuild civilization.
Oh, okay.
Couldn't they have gone back a lot less than that?
Okay, so they're from the future, but they actually go to the past. That's the plot line. Okay.
Yes, it is.
And no real stars. The big scary guy from Avatar is in this, but other than that, I don't know any of these people. So, all right, well, go ahead. Terra Nova, 1 hour. Sci-fi show on Fox, 8 o'clock Monday. How many shows is this going to run, Matt? If you think, you know, 13 is the max you can say.
It seems like a pretty big investment, so I'm guessing it's going to go 13.
All right, Matt
weeks.
Is saying 13. And do you predict that this show will be renewed in the fall?
Probably no.
So Matt's saying...
I'm going out on a limb based on, you know, previous. What was that? Earth 2?
yes.
Yeah.
Sequest DSV. You know.
Very similar.
It does kind of seem like that.
That was Earth 2. They went to another, they blew up Earth and went to another planet.
Yeah, big budget production that it's not going to get the ratings. That
had Tim Curry, though. So I mean, let's not undersell that.
All right, Corey, we'll give your thoughts on Terra Nova here.
I'm gonna agree with Matt in that it's too expensive. There's almost some shows are too expensive and they cancel them.
Right.
This show, it's so expensive, they've got money sank into it, they don't want to take a beating.
It was actually supposed to debut, I think, last year. So.
It's been on the shelf for a while, it's been retooled, and I think they're going to ride it out with this.
So you're saying...
I'm going to go with the full 13.
And you're saying... Oh, see, I screwed this up, by the way. Put a Y or an N next to your number, because I kind of screwed up the grid, if you see what I mean. For the renewal, everyone should have their own column, because in case we're different.
I see what you're saying.
But you're saying yes or no to the renewal, Corey.
I'm going to go...
I'll have to fix this grid later.
You know what? I think V
got... There's going to be a year two of Terra Nova.
V got renewed.
Okay, so what are you saying? Matt's saying no.
I'm gonna go yes on a renewal.
Corey's saying 13 and a yes on the renewal.
I think this is such a cluster F that they're going to be committed to it.
Well, listen, originally when Matt gave his prediction, I was right on there with him. I was saying 13, but no renewal. But here's the other thing, and I think I'm still going to go with 13 and no renewal. But, you know, if they've only made 8 of these are so expensive to produce that they may shit can it before it finishes its run. Just for budgetary reasons.
So, yeah.
So, if they haven't, I'm feeling they're going to run however many they've produced, and I don't know how many that is at this point, and I don't know where I would be privy to that info. So, I'm going to go with Matt, though. I'm going to say it's not coming back under any circumstances.
All right.
And I guess it'll do 13, but I think there's a chance it's actually going to do less than that. So, I'm saying 13 and no. Okay. Well, that Corey, you go ahead and you can pick the next show on Monday.
All right.
There's three left.
I'm going to pick a little program called The Playboy Club.
The Playboy Club on NBC.
On NBC.
10 o'clock drama.
Yeah. And this is Amber Heard?
Amber Heard is a big star, and a guy named Eddie Cibrian, who is apparently most famous for banging that awful
Leanne
Rimes. Yeah. That's his claim to fame up to this point.
Her ex-husband went to high school with my brother.
Okay. All right.
Well, that is a tenuous
connection.
Are
you talking Eddie Cibrian or Leanne Rimes' ex-husband?
Her ex, the guy she left over. Yeah.
For Eddie Cibrian.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah,
so.
Well, Kristen Bell went to my middle school.
So, yeah.
Paul Feig went to my high school.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Kristen Bell grew up in Huntington Woods, but went to Shrine.
Okay.
So she's younger than me. So,
you didn't get a chance
I did not get. But people I know.
You didn't have a chance to be turned down for a date with Kristen Bell.
No, people I know and girls I dated knew her.
Oh, okay.
But I never. I didn't really know her. So.
All right, but she's not in this show. This is Amber Heard. And
Amber Heard. I'm going to call a big, big flop on this one.
Big flop on Playboy Club. Go ahead.
I'm going to call 6 episodes.
They're going to say they're going to air 6.
I think they're going to air 6 and call it a day on the Playboy Club.
No renewal for it, obviously.
It's such a transparent attempt to do Mad Men.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Even more than Pan Am, which is also set in the 60s.
Exactly, yeah.
But this one just smells like... Eddie Cibrian looks a little bit like John Hamm.
Okay.
They're kind of putting him in a suit. You know, it's
yeah,
like...
Yeah, I know what you're
he's
saying.
He's the slick guy everybody... Every man is jealous of, and every woman...
Well, it's got some mafia stories.
Yeah, they threw a dumb mob's plot line into the... Is Hef going to be in the show? Or are they going to have a guy playing
I'm
Hef?
Not sure if there are or not. I'm not...
They probably didn't get the rights to do Hef.
Well, I mean, they got the rights to the name. They couldn't use the name Playboy without it, but...
Is it the Chicago Play... It's the set in the Chicago Playboy Club.
Let me read the preview here. I believe it is. Hefner's private Chicago club at the center of this country's sexual revolution. Blah, 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 blah. Amber Heard after she accidentally kills a mob boss. So he's the attorney, Eddie Cibrian, and he has to defend.
The Playboy clubs were around for a long time. They were actually, and they franchised out. Mm-hmm. So theoretically, it's not like the Playboy Club is open for 6 weeks and they shut it down.
Yeah.
Unlike this show.
They could get multiple storylines.
They could run this show for a while. Then they had Gloria Steinem sneak in and write an expose on it.
Mm-hmm.
So it could, but I think it looks terrible. It just looks dire to me.
Yeah.
And too pricey.
I'm going, okay, I agree with Corey. I'm going to go next. I'm going to give this 8.
Okay.
And a no. And I say that, two reasons. Number one, I think the show is going to fail too because I think the name Playboy is sort of a very low-rent brand at this point.
Yeah.
I think most people don't want to watch anything that's
related to
Playboy.
It's also already gotten bumped from an affiliate in Utah.
Oh, is it? Okay.
So I bet a couple other affiliates will probably
Seems like it's very – people don't – if stuff has the name Playboy in it, people generally run the other way from it.
Mm-hmm.
Even though I know you're in the privacy of your own home, you can watch whatever you want.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see this. Look, I'm going to watch this just because, you know – this Amber Heard looks pretty fucking hot in the entertainment. I have to be honest.
It is girls in bunny suits.
And I know she dines on carpet, unfortunately, Amber Heard. But, I just don't see that making it.
That was the most evocative Amber Heard
and, from but I also am saying 8 weeks because, I shouldn't say this because this gives away some strategy. But generally what they do is that shows get canceled in November sweeps.
Okay.
So if they start in September, usually it's about 8 weeks till they...
Yeah, that's why I went 6.
All right, you went 6.
Because it's going
to
die.
And Grant, there's shows like only make 1 or 2 weeks, but I'm saying 8 and no. We'll go to Matt McClary for his thoughts on Playboy Club.
Now, wait, what are the rules? What might happen is they'll produce...
That doesn't count. Let me get this straight. The number that airs versus what our scores are going to be is based on the number that air on the actual network.
That's why I gave it 6.
Right. If they put them on cable, if they put them on Hulu or the internet or something, those don't count. Doesn't matter how many they produce, it's how many actually air. If they move the time slot, we'll count that too.
Okay.
But just for the sake of...
My guess with this thing is they'll probably have a couple left over to burn off.
Well, they might put them out on DVD or whatever, but, you know, I mean, if you let's go to Matt. Give us a number, Matt, and a renewal.
4 and
4
no.
And a no, obviously.
4 and a
Matt,
no.
Yeah. So. All right. Any other thoughts on that?
No.
Okay.
And Joel, you went 13 on Terra Nova?
I went 13 and a no on Tibet, okay. But then a no. So we differed on that. All right. Let me take the next show here. Boy. I guess I'll take Two Broke Girls, which is on CBS at 8:30.
Yeah.
Which it really is, let's just call this Laverne and Shirley 2011.
Mm-hmm.
And because that's exactly what it is, despite, I know. The show was, and we'll talk more about this, but the show was actually, it was created by Whitney Cummings, the comedian, and we'll talk more about Whitney later. But they're putting it on, I think, at 8:30. What is it on? 8:30 CBS after How I Met Your Mother. That's a pretty good lead in for it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the reviews have been good, the critics that have seen screening. So I'm saying 13 and a yes for the renewal. There will be a second season of Two Broke Girls in my prediction. Okay, Matt, we'll go to you next.
13 and yes as well.
Okay. Corey.
Yeah, you got to because that slot between
Don't talk about Kat Dennings that way.
Thank you.
I will not appreciate that comment.
By the way, one of my favorite leaked photos... Kat Dennings, by the way.
Yes, those were good. Those were...
Yeah.
Any thoughts? Can we just... Any thoughts?
The ScarJo. I can't believe we got this far without the ScarJo.
I left you a voicemail with that yesterday about Scarlett Johansson was naked on the internet.
Did you see this, Matthew?
I did.
Oh, and
good work.
And your thoughts are?
Tasteful.
Yeah, it was. I mean, yeah, they're not the greatest photos.
But I mean, better.
She looks good, but
honestly, it's one. It's one tit and a butt cheek. I think
it is.
I think that's PG-13.
Yeah,
it's not. Yeah, right. In today's age,
get away with one tit and a butt cheek.
So, in my opinion, Kat Dennings' nudes were better than Scarlett
Phenomenal.
Johansson's, just based on that. But I think still the Blake Lively's.
Oh, those are good.
We're talking about self shot, cell phone porn. Yeah. I'm a big fan of the Blake Lively.
Not self shot, but the Aaron Andrews were nice too.
Yeah,
and,
I'm not an Erin Andrews fan. I disagree on those. But
you really?
I'm not. I think she looks like a bird. I don't like what Erin looks like.
So. No, you're right though. The Blake Lively's were choice.
Yeah, those were great. So
God bless girls and their Twitter and their.
I'm gonna actually stand for that.
You're gonna applaud that.
Applaud their bad judgment.
Yeah, exactly.
Look, I know in my personal life, and this is you can tell that my girlfriend no longer listens to the show.
Yeah.
I've gotten girls to send me naked pictures.
I also, when I was a single man, girls would occasionally
look at this,
send me naked
pictures. Look at this Adonis DNA that I'm rolling with. I've gotten chicks to send me naked pictures. One of my old roommates was a master at it.
Yeah.
I mean, that was.
And then you got to see him, of course.
Some of time.
Sure.
Not all the time, but.
Right.
It, you know, that was like, it was in the program. Like, he announced, like, we're going to do a photo shoot, like, week 7 on this. You know, like, it was in when you start dating me. So obviously, celebrities who have incredibly hot bodies, our girls are all going to go, look at my cooch.
Yeah.
So keep that up, everybody, and keep hacking those phones.
And thank you to the various male stars, like. Possibly Ben Affleck or Leonardo DiCaprio, who liked the Blake Lively pictures.
And oh.
Has been alleged.
Yeah.
That I don't know anything for sure. All right.
Okay.
All right, so we only leaves us with one more Monday show. We'll go to Matt for his prediction on that. This is called Heart of Dixie. Yeah. It's on the CW. This has a... is this Rachel? Who is this chick? Rachel Bilson.
She was on the OC.
She was on the OC, which was out about 37 years ago on Fox
Network.
Yeah,
a long time ago.
Oh. We have to fill in that actual number later.
Well, that'll be filled in later in the renewal thing. So I should have made an extra column for our yes or no's. So, I mean, she plays a lawyer that goes to the Deep South, right? Or is she a doctor? I forget what she is.
A lawyer.
She's a lawyer. She's a doctor.
It's Doc Hollywood,
it's
everybody.
It's Doc Hollywood, basically. It's fish out of water story. Go ahead, Matt. Your prediction on Heart of Dixie.
It's the CW. So, I mean, they have a tendency to let the thing run and then cancel it after a season.
Yeah, I think you're right on that, sure.
Yeah.
So what is your prediction?
13 and no.
13 and no. Corey, your thoughts?
Me too.
All right, 13 and no from Corey. And I don't think there's any reason to make it any different. 13 and no from me. It's not coming back.
Some of these are going to be not a lot of debate.
And it's hard to believe that with an acting talent like Rachel Bilson that she won't be a big hit, but it's...
I just don't see it. I don't... Right. We have enough of those shows. Aren't there enough dramas...
Well, you know, it's the CW skews so young that they want, you know, teens and tweens and, you know, early 20s
but
to watch these shows.
They hit with maybe 1 in 10 shows on the CW.
Well, they've got Gossip Girl and
Vampire Diaries.
We'll go through the rest of the CW shows.
All right.
But, Corey, you get to actually make the next pick because we're moving on to Tuesday night.
Tuesday.
There's 5 new shows on Tuesday night. Mm-hmm. Corey, you go ahead and pick your favorite or whichever one you think is... Mm. Going
this
to
is an interesting night.
I don't even know what a lot of these shows are. I'm going to do some research here.
This is an interesting night, and I'm going to go with what I believe will be the unmitigated bomb of the year.
Okay.
ABC has had a hard time really getting comedies to roll.
Uh-huh.
And I'm going to go with a show called Man Up.
Okay. Do you want me to read the description of Man Up?
Yeah.
Okay. Man Up, which is on 8:30 on ABC. A generation of demasculized men have 3 new mascots thanks to the sitcom that follows a trio of video game-playing pals. Family Guy Will, played by Mather Zickel. There's a big star for you. Man-child Kenny, Dan Fogler, who is Jack Black Light. We've talked about Dan Fogler on the show before. Oh, sure. And love-challenged Craig, Christopher Moynihan. As they search for balance between old and new male ideals, blah, 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 blah. It sounds like this show has no stars, and... Go ahead, Corey.
Here's what Matt Roush has to say in TV Guide. An insult to all genders. Fall TV's woe is man trend goes belly up in a charmless buddy comedy where 3 tiresome stooges question their embattled masculinity while we ponder why ABC would pair this with the similarly themed Last Man Standing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go... in this case, this is going to be one where they burn off in the summer, the inventory on this one.
So what are you thinking?
I'm going to go 5 on this one.
5 on it? And, of course, no renewal then?
No goddamn way.
All right.
Dan Fogler is box office poison.
Yeah.
Well, he's apparently going to play Kinnison in some biopic if they ever make it. But
that's been floating for years.
Well, we saw his demo reel or whatever. His audition
I saw that,
reel.
Too. They're not going to make
that. Maybe
Dan Fogler was a hot name in Hollywood about 4 years ago, and he banked a couple projects. He shot some movies, including the one with
Balls of Fury.
Balls of Fury. One of the worst films I ever saw in my life, and I've seen thousands.
Yeah.
What was the one that came out
earlier?
Take Me Home Tonight, the 80s thing. They shot that like 4 years ago, and it sat on a shelf.
Yeah.
And they thought Dan Fogler is going to be electric. He's the new Jack Black. And everything he's been in has died.
Yeah, he's like
death.
The new Jonah Hill or the new Jack Black.
So that might be a case where they burn the inventory off in the summer on that one. But
okay.
It's only going to... Because ABC has options, on Tuesday night. Dancing with the Stars could go an extra half hour, do a 90
minute. Yeah, I'm with Corey. I'm going to go next because we're going in clockwise order. I'm going to go Man Up. I'm going to give it... God, part of me wants to say this is the two-episode special of the year, but what does ABC replace it with if they do cancel it? Do they double up on Last Man Standing that comes before it? Do they run like a Modern Family repeat or something in there? I'm going to undercut you and say four and no.
Wow.
I mean, Caveman, that got two episodes.
Yeah, Caveman got two, so four might be generous. Well, Matt, it's your turn to call it.
I mean, I don't know. I don't think it's Caveman.
No, it's not that bad.
So six?
Six for
mid-season
Matt,
replacement.
And we're saying no on Man Up. So, all right. Let's see. I guess it's my turn to choose since Corey picked Man Up. God, I don't even know what the rest of these... All right, I'm going to make my next one. This is Corey probably would have. I'm surprised you didn't pick this one, but I'm going to pick The New Girl, which is on Fox at 9 o'clock. It's sitcom with Zooey Deschanel as the star. It's sort of, this really reminds me of sort of the hipster version of The Big Bang Theory, if that is. It's a single girl living with a bunch
of
guys.
But it's a single camera show.
It's a single camera show, which is more like, say, single camera is Office style.
Yeah.
I mean, semi-documentary, you would call it, Curb Your Enthusiasm sort of thing. But, I mean, I don't... Look, Zooey Deschanel, and look, we'd all cut a nut off to have sex with Zooey Deschanel, I think, the three of us in this room. Well, but she's not a star. And I say that in that she's been in movies, she's been in indie movies where she's been the lead girl, but she's never been the name above the title star, and I don't think she's going to draw eyeballs to the show. And I think where the show is positioned... At 9 o'clock on a Tuesday, it's going to be on against NCIS LA and Dancing with Stars results. That's not a bad, the CW has Ringer that night, and it's on before Raising Hope. See, I think if it was on after Raising Hope, I might give it more of a shot, but I think it's very easy to move Raising Hope over. So it's not coming back. There's no second season of this, but I think it'll make 13, I guess, but. I don't know. Not many. Half a season for it.
I'm going to say, of all the shows
It's Matt's turn to go next. But if you...
Go ahead, Matt.
You can go next or you can defer to Corey.
No, I'll save my thoughts.
Well, it seems like a really... I can't look at this picture with all four of its cast members in hats, trying to not have a facial experience. It seems like a very calculated attempt to, I guess, appeal to the audience that Zooey Deschanel appeals to or is, which I don't. Do those people even watch TV? They just roll their eyes.
Yeah, you're right
about
that. Yes.
So it doesn't seem like
you stole my thunder, Matt.
No.
It's all right. Steal his thunder.
What's
gives a
what's
shit?
Your pick? What's your
a yes or no?
I mean, that having been said, I think. Yeah, I wouldn't surprise me if this was one of those things that gets, 13 renewed, moved next season, retooled, something like that. I would say 13 and yes.
13 and yes for Matt. Okay. Yeah. Corey, we go to you.
Well, Matt is completely right. There is no audience for this show in terms of the people who like Zooey Deschanel. She puts out indie rock albums with She and Him, which are pretty good, she is a hipster dream. And I would personally crawl across a half mile of broken
glass. But the She and Him records are probably selling 50,000 copies. And if you have 50,000 viewers of a television show, it's gone immediately.
She's a big hit at Pitchfork.
Yeah.
But, the people that love her are not the people that watch,
Fox
television on a Tuesday night. So I don't see an audience for it. I think here's another great thing about this show. Well, for the premise is, let's just say right now, Terra Nova is the only show with a dumber premise. Because why do they got to go back to dinosaur times? They want to rebuild the society, go back to a time when they only have to fuck with a woolly mammoth instead of a T-Rex. Why would you go back to when there's shit that will eat you? Why don't you go back to just early caveman days and, you know what I mean? But this show, the premise is she's quirky, so nobody wants to fuck her. I mean, is that, is yeah, that yeah. how stupid a right. premise is
yeah.
it? Like,
right.
you know, guys just won't find Zooey Deschanel attractive.
Right,
it's
yes.
really, she's just so quirky.
Yeah, yeah she stops boners with her silly dancing.
yeah. <I know. laughs>
Speaking from experience, you can overlook that. You know, you
yeah, oh, go, you've overlooked it several times.
Yeah.
and
just saying.
It's possible. No, I mean, come on. It's insulting to mm-hmm. women and men
is, yeah.
that they're like, she's not a perfect blonde dream girl.
Yeah.
Come on. That girl, she's smoking hot.
Uh-huh.
But I'm going to go,
So you got to, yeah, I mean, I agree with everything you're saying, but.
This is a hard
what
one
does
to
it
call.
Come down
this is a
to
hard
do.
One to call.
Yeah.
What was your pick, Matt? You said
he said he thinks it's coming back. So
all right, use it 13 and a full. This is Fox though. They've got a real itchy trigger finger.
They do. Don't
I'm saying no renewal, but it will run 13.
Mm. All right. All right. I believe Matt, it's your choice here to
Joel. What was your number on that? I'm
sorry. That's a 13 and no for that.
I'm so busy thinking about what I would do to Zooey Deschanel. I'm just thinking about, you know, I mean, come on. Just to sniff her panties would be like a field day for me. It would be like, that would be like, some guys are like, I wish I could play center field at Yankees.
yeah.
And I'm like, I wish that I could get an indifferent hand job from Zooey Deschanel. That would be that would be like my Hall of Fame moment to just her half-heartedly, just not even.
Over the pants.
Her
not
reading
even, yeah,
a magazine
yeah,
while she strokes me off. That's yeah. my dream.
Yeah.
That's, yeah.
Text on an iPhone.
Yeah. You know, she'll be like, look, you can squeeze my tits. It's fine. You know, no one's looking. That would be my dream. All right.
Mm-hmm. Matt, go ahead.
The Last Man Standing, ABC.
No! That's the show that's going to come in front of Man Up at 8 o'clock with Tim Allen doing God Knows What.
Uh-huh. That's another one where I think it would be 13. I don't predict a long-term future for this, but I would say 13 and a renewal at least for a second season.
Tim Allen raising kids. He's married to Nancy Travis. I mean, it sounds exactly like Home Improvement,
yeah,
but
he's
just,
older.
Yeah, an older Home Improvement.
He's older.
So
but
give
his
us
wife
a,
and
give
kids
us your
aren't.
Number. Everything. What are you saying?
Yeah, I'm saying 13, and then a renewal, maybe canceled next season or whatever. But yeah, 13. And,
but you're saying
yeah.
it's going to make
yeah.
a 2012
yeah.
fall lineup. All right, Corey, you're next.
My feeling is, you would think under any normal circumstances that this would be a show that would bomb. Because it's a rehash, it's a tired old format.
It is.
But I want to bring up the Jim Belushi factor.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
There are some shows that, even though they are suck factories,
yeah.
and anything involving Tim Allen will necessarily, with the exception of, like, Galaxy Quest, I can't. Is there anything else Tim Allen's ever done that was worth a shit? Thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah, exactly.
Silence.
I'm eating a Snickers.
Voice.
Oh, Buzz Lightyear.
Yeah.
Okay, fine.
Okay, yeah.
But, you know. I'm going to go with the Jim Belushi factor, and I'm going to predict 79 episodes for this thing.
Well, for this purpose, we'll say 13.
This is going to run. It's on ABC, which has a tradition of shitty sitcoms.
Mm-hmm.
But this one looks to be less shitty, just marginally shitty enough
Corey's
to be
saying,
a hit.
This is making syndication.
I think
Corey's saying this is going.
No, but you know what I mean? Look at Yes, Dear.
Uh-huh.
That show stunk on ice. That was a horrible show. But it kills enough time for people that they, you know, they say that every hour of television you watch takes 22 minutes off your life. This show will take off 90 if you watch 22. So that's how bad Last Man Standing is going to be. But it's
going
to last.
You know, I don't know anything, but I'm going to play the numbers here. Uh-huh. Going the advantage of going third is just I'm going to agree with both of you.
All right.
Just so I don't lose any.
All right.
I don't gain too many points on that one. So. All right, so whose turn is it to pick? I think, Corey, it's your turn to pick the show, right?
All right, are we done with
you got this? Ringer and Unforgettable left on...
Oh, shit. I don't even know what Unforgettable is.
Unforgettable is about a woman who cannot forget and she solves crime. She has a memory...
Right, that's Poppy Montgomery.
Poppy Montgomery, who's a good-looking lass. I mean, let's be honest.
Yeah.
She got a nice ass.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to go... Boy, you know what? These are both kind of pushes here.
I mean, okay, yeah, I'll do my analysis.
I'm going to go Unforgettable, and I'm going to give it the full 13.
13?
Because it's CBS has, again, Some show, Hawaii 5-0 has no reason to be a hit, but it's a hit. The Mentalist has no reason to be a hit, but it's a hit. And this is a show that just will probably kill enough time for old people and will last a full season. I'm going to go renewal.
And coming back. So 13, yes. I agree with you. I'm looking, and I actually would say this show is probably going to fail because you can only have so many crime shows, but it's on against Body of Proof on ABC, which I know is coming back, but I don't think that's strong. Parenthood on NBC is the only thing on against it, and that's not strong. So, yeah, I'm saying 13, and I think it's probably coming back, yeah.
Wow.
I agree with Corey. Matt?
Well, shit. Yeah, why not?
All right.
Yeah, 13 and yeah.
All right, which leaves me to pick the next show. There's only one show left on Tuesday, and that is Ringer on CW. Now, this is... Have you seen it? Because I think this one actually aired.
No, I have not, but
I saw it. It's Sarah Michelle Gellar, who hasn't been on television since...
Here's what a nut I am.
Buffy the Vampire Slayer, what about
it? Here's what a nut I am. I watched the fall preview episodes.
Oh, okay.
You know how the networks will do these shoddy little episodes? You know, they'll be like, I watched the NBC one, which was hosted by Whitney.
Mm-hmm.
And let me unload a can on her later. The Fox one was hosted by the chick from Who You Think You Can Dance. It was the least watchable thing I've ever seen in my life. And then the CW were hosted by two people I've never heard of in my life.
Okay.
But I actually sat and watched those promo shows to prepare for this episode. And I'd like to point out, I need a full-time job. If anybody would like to...
I can't even find the Entertainment Weekly Ringer preview, but go ahead. Come
we
on.
Have the Ringer in the TV guide.
Yeah, come on, go quickly.
Here it is. It's,
read the premise, Matt, would you?
What do you do for a TV encore when you've already saved the world a lot? 8 years after wrapping Buffy the Vampire Slayer, Sarah Michelle Gellar has staked her hopes on the CW's Ringer, another drama set in a heightened world where reality often bites.
You're right. It is it's a program that runs this bad copy.
Yeah.
I have the EW description. Right. I have to tell you. Okay, Sarah Michelle Gellar is an ex-stripper hiding from an FBI agent, She's an ex-stripper hiding from an FBI agent and a mobster by posing as her wealthy identical sister, Siobhan, whom she believes to be dead, but she's not. Right, I'm confused by the whole fucking thing, but I think people like Sarah Michelle Gellar. And, I mean, I'd like to say her career's over, but I think this one comes back. I think it's 13 NES for me.
Really?
Yeah, Matt, we'll go to you next.
I don't know.
You don't know. It's time to guess.
Yeah.
I don't know either, and I guessed. I mean, I could see it sounds stupid to me, but there's so much stupid shit on. Yeah, who can say?
I mean, does she have the Buffy loyalty from Buffy?
Does she?
Yeah, 13 and yes.
13 and yes from Matt Corey.
10 and no.
10 and no. 10 and no.
I think the Buffy audience is not as big as you think it is. Yeah.
Okay.
And they're specifically the kind of assholes that will be like, well, this isn't the Buffyverse.
Oh, yes.
So they're like, you know what I mean? They'll be like, they don't really love her. They love Buffy.
Yeah.
They love the imaginary character, not the actress. And I think the premise, I got confused by the premise. Sometimes that dollhouse stumbled through like two seasons with an incomprehensible premise.
All right.
This one not happening for the Galar.
All right. Well, Corey.
For the lovely Jewess.
Well, actually, I think it's, thank you, Corey. We're going to go to Matt. I think you get your choice now.
Are we on Wednesday?
We're going to Wednesday, and Wednesday goes on to page two of your sheet as well. There's a couple shows on
there.
So you have your choice of, I don't know, there's a lot of shows on Wednesday. It's the biggest night for new TV, it looks like. So.
Does this start with, I hate my teenage daughter.
Okay, I hate my teenage daughter. This is, you know who this is? This is Jamie Presley's new show, who was on My Name is Earl. And it is following, what is it following on Wednesday night? It is following, it's following X Factor, which is 90 Minutes, the X Factor performance show. So
it's on the same network?
Yeah, it's on Fox. It's on right after.
I mean, that's a good, really strong lead-in, I'm sure.
It is.
So, yeah, it sounds awful, though. Who knows?
All right.
13 and yes.
13 and yes for Matt on I Hate My Teenage Daughter. Corey, your thoughts?
13 and no. It's not going to hold any of the audience from X Factor. X Factor is going to get weaker as the season goes on.
Yeah.
And I don't think that the girl, the little girls that watch X Factor are going to want to watch a show about raising daughters. It'll limp through 13 until the fall season, you know, until the halfway point when they have something to replace it with.
Yeah, it says Jamie Presley and Tony winner Katie Finnegan, who weren't exactly popular in high school, are bewildered by the pair of queen bees they somehow spawned. Yeah, I mean, I can't see. I mean,
and
I think,
you said 13 and yes.
Yeah, I'm not putting a lot of thought into this.
I think that, geez, Fox, what could they put on at 9? For an half hour, they'd have to either have something ready to go. I'm going to say 13. I'm going to agree with Corey. 13 and no.
It'll limp through.
Fox will have something to replace it with.
Until the halfway point.
At the halfway point. So 13 is the halfway
point. Seth MacFarlane will get another show.
Yeah, they'll run American Dad.
Some piece of garbage.
No one in this room is the target audience for this, though.
No.
So it might have some appeal.
All right.
Yeah. That I don't.
All right. Well, Corey,
I don't see any appeal. You know why? Because they're splitting the difference. It's about a mom in her 30s and a teenage girl.
Yeah.
And neither audience will give a fuck.
Okay. Well, go ahead. You get your choice now.
All right. Oh, this is the Wednesday is a hot one.
There's a ton of shows on Wednesday.
I'm going to go with a little program on NBC on Wednesday night called Free Agents.
Free Agents. This is Hank Azaria.
Yep.
And let me see. What's the name of the broad that's in this? Catherine Hahn.
Now, I like Catherine Hahn.
Now, people will know who Catherine Hahn is. They probably don't know her name, but you know what she looks like.
Mm-hmm.
She's kind of a pooch face, but Corey thinks she's sexy.
I kind of like it.
Yeah, but she's
got
a little bit of
her chin is a little manly. I will say that her most notable appearance was probably in Step Brothers.
Okay.
Where she wanted to bang John C. Reilly
mm-hmm.
in the bathroom. If you might remember that, she had a sweaty session with him. But she's a guest actress in a mm-hmm. lot of stuff. Hung, but nobody watched Hung. So,
right.
You know.
It's a lot of shows nobody watches.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm going to go. This is the big stinker on NBC's schedule.
Okay.
I think this one's going to only make 6.
Corey's saying 6 and a no.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this is about a workplace romance. They bang each other, but it's a big mistake. Whoops.
Yeah.
Whoops. Yeah. But of course they're going to fall in love. And God, can they scream? Can they get that in the 8 episodes before they get canceled? I
went 6, but 8's probably a more realistic.
You know, here's the thing. NBC's got a glut of shows. 30 Rock isn't even on the fall lineup.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, at this point. So they've got a million things they can replace mm-hmm. with. It's an 8 and a no from me on Free Agents. We'll go to Matt.
I'll agree with Corey. 6 and no, mid-season replacement.
6
yeah.
and no.
Not to mention Hank Azaria is also box office poison.
Yeah. Yeah. There's lots of comics and supporting roles.
Oh, there is. Like Dave yeah. Foley is in this, right?
Mo Mandel, Al Madrigal, Natasha Leggero.
Mo Mandel, yeah, okay. Yeah, well. Which one's Dave Foley on? He's on something.
Yeah.
I worked with Mo Mandel.
Mm.
Well,
all
right.
I'll save that story for off-air.
Okay.
okay, cool.
Let's go over to...
I mean, I would love Al Madrigal to get some... He's on The Daily Show, so he's doing fine.
Okay,
he's a funny guy, but mm-hmm. That looks like just a shit show.
It does not look good, and, you know, whatever.
What was your pick, Matt?
6 and no.
6 and no. He's right with you on that.
All right.
Let's see.
Will it make 8? That's the only question on that one.
Will it make it? I'm going to go... Jeez. Are any of these funny to talk about? Not really. I'll just go easy. I'm going to take the easy one. We'll get it over with. X Factor is going to be 13 and a yes, and will probably run for about 10 fucking years. I'm actually filling in your numbers for these guys, so unless somebody wants to, we can move on from here. Unless somebody wants to,
I think the bloom. See, here's the thing: it's gonna.
What
you're right.
Saying?
It'll survive.
I mean, it's exactly American Idol. And in fact, here's the thing: a lot of people. Let me just say this before you, kind of, in Britain, the original show was called Pop Idol, which became American Idol in the States, and Simon was a judge. Mm-hmm. Simon then created his own show
Britain's
called
Got
X Factor.
Talent.
No, he created X Factor in the UK, and it was so popular that Pop Idol stopped running. They don't even make like the British mm-hmm. American Idol anymore called Pop Idol. They'd stop making it after like one season, or it might have been 2 seasons, because X Factor got so big. So I think X Factor is the show. I think American Idol might be done if anything's done. So 13 and a yes, and this is going to run as long as there are young girls who wouldn't know good singing if it came up and bit them in their somewhat hairy cooch. So 13 and a yes.
Harry Cooch was one of the great baseball announcers of all time.
Remember? Was he for the Phillies or what was that? The Phillies or the Cardinals?
Long time.
Harry Cooch.
Oh,
Matt, you're supposed to go next.
Long time Minnesota Twins announcer Harry Cooch passed away.
No, 13 and yes.
13
of
and yes, Corey. Any thoughts on this?
I think it's not going to be that big. I think the idol fatigue is clear. But America's Got Talent rings them up the dough. I think this will get a lot of early hit. It'll get a lot of pop early on.
But even The Voice kind of did well. And that was,
No, I'm saying this
will
be...
And that looked like a third-rate knockoff.
This will be exciting for about 6 weeks, and then it'll trail off. But it's going to... It'll last.
But, I mean, it's got Paula Abdul and Simon. Neither of them have been on American Idol in over a year.
Who's the fourth judge?
It's Nicole Scherzinger.
Who the shit?
The Pussycat Doll.
Oh.
And I think it's L.A. Reid.
Oh, God... You know, if there's people who know talent, it's the Pussycat Dolls.
Well, Paula Abdul, how different is that?
She had some hits.
Yeah, okay.
Paula Abdul had hits.
All right.
Okay, she knew how to get voice tracked appropriately and get, she was like the original auto-tune. They layered her vocals so much.
Yeah, Paula Abdul.
But she had hits, at least, for Christ's sakes, with that stupid cartoon cat.
Pussycat Dolls have had hits.
Not like her. She had bigger hits.
Okay.
All right.
Matt, we're going to you. You get your choice of whatever's left. I think there's four shows left on the Wednesday.
Up all night.
Up all night on NBC at 8
NBC.
O'clock. All right. What do you got for up all night?
It seems like the critical darling and, people, it'll have its audience.
Will Arnett, Christina Applegate.
I just looked at we have another whole
have
sheet.
In fact, there's two shows from Wednesday still on the second sheet.
It'll,
so don't it'll think
struggle.
Done. Yeah. So you're liking it.
I mean, I'm not going to watch it, but I don't watch anything.
Babies are a bummer, man.
I would say 13 and yes, because people will.
My girlfriend looked at the commercial for this and said, well, I like the people in it, but that's a horror show. Like, I don't want to watch, people having a baby and dying from boredom.
Yeah.
So I think it's going to struggle. I think NBC is going to... First of all, why is this not on Thursday?
Because they're trying to launch a new night of comedy.
Right, but that doesn't work.
But I think they realize that Wednesday, if you want to know what it's on against... let's see. It's on against The Middle on ABC. It's on against X Factor and Survivor. Those are three pretty good shows. So,
I'm going 13 and no.
Mm-hmm.
Because Outsourced managed to make it a whole season.
I'm going to agree with Corey. 13 and no on Up All Night. I think what they'll do is either the Wednesday night may just die, and either they'll repeat the Thursday night sitcoms, or they'll throw. You know, they'll whip up a season of The Voice to go there, or they'll put a...
Up All Night will be a good filler, because I think they can move it to a hole. When Free Agents tanks, you know what I mean? They can move it around.
They could move Community to 8 o'clock or something,
because
or Whitney
right.
or one of these.
It's got stars, you know.
Yeah, I just don't see... Will Arnett, listen, Will. I'm just talking to Will. You don't know one even has to listen. Corey, you can do whatever you want. You suck. Okay, let's move on. He sucks. I know he was on Arrested Development. Aside from that, he is largely sucked in everything. He's a big, dumb white guy. Nobody cares. You're Kevin Nealon without being Kevin Nealon. You suck.
Wow.
That's what I say. I'm not a
fan. I would say he was phenomenal on Arrested Development.
Okay.
And then everything else he's done has paled.
Well, he's just, he's Chevy Chase. He's not, it's not good. He's not.
They say he's not doing Will Arnett for a change in this one. He's doing...
Mm.
Kind of I hope he doesn't. Will Arnett stinks.
I will say who sucks worse than him.
Do you want
Will Forte?
I think he's
worse than him.
Will Arnett, I believe. Do you want me? Because I looked this up because last year's show, Running Wild, that he was on, was one that I did a lot of research on to prepare for this. Because not only did they cancel it, they also put it on FX.
He's trying to work.
They did a lot of they moved the show around. But he I believe he's had a canceled sitcom. Like, this is going to be his third or fourth year running that they've given him a show, and it's failed.
He's the John Cryer of John Cryer.
John Cryer finally got a hit.
John Cryer he just murdered sitcom after sitcom until he got on Two and a Half Men.
Dabney Coleman did that for a long time.
Does anybody remember the famous Teddy Z?
The famous Teddy Z? What was the other one? There was a couple of those.
He had a Friends knockoff called Partners.
Matt bringing the arcade knowledge.
Good job.
All right.
There we go.
Come on, I dropped the famous Teddy Z on
him. Yeah, all right. So
that was, by the way, 1989. That was going to be the show that just, that was going to take off. The new Cheers. Every critic blew their nuts all over the famous Teddy Z with Alex Rocco and John Cryer, and it died. It died quickly.
All right, so let's go to where we go to Corey.
Matt's now disturbed.
Yeah, I don't Corey, know. Corey knows a lot of dumb shit too. Corey, you've got three shows that you can choose from.
All right,
here,
I'm going to go. Now, here's an exact example of. Sometimes you think a time slot is just golden,
mm-hmm.
and a time slot is going to ensure your victory.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a show called Suburgatory.
You can't say it's going to tank because of the name. It's a great name, Corey.
Okay, this is wedged between the middle, which is... middle is a reasonable success.
Yeah, they took Malcolm out and just left the middle.
They kind of
did. It's exact kind of...
They put Patricia Heaton in, and yeah. it's really... it's not a bad show. Amy likes it. It's
my girlfriend likes it as well. To me, it's a little too...
It's kind of...
It's too kiddie for me.
It's kind of there.
Yeah, it's
it's okay.
Yeah,
it's
I've
not
seen
a,
it.
It's not dreadful. But that's a decent show. And then Modern Family is the biggest hit ABC has.
Yes.
But this show is a lead-in to Modern Family
mm-hmm.
instead of following Modern Family. So I think what's going to happen here is that... Oh, by the way, happy endings. I forgot when we were talking about The New Girl. Damon Wayans was in the pilot of The New Girl. And then Happy Endings got picked up.
Yeah.
And they replaced him with another black guy.
Oh,
like,
okay.
It's instantaneous.
It's a different
like, they were
black
just
guy.
Like, hey, let's sub in another one. And there's just an instant new black guy.
All right.
Because it's 2011.
God, I'm reading the description of Suburgatory, and it's almost like written in Chinese. I almost can't figure out what happens on this show.
This is why I'm going 8 episodes on this thing.
It's a teenage girl. She moves in with her single dad. Oh, and she moves out of the city into the suburbs. So she's in Suburgatory. It's suburbanism with purgatory.
Mm-hmm.
Well, fuck you.
And it's Jeremy...
What is your number? Give it to me.
8 and no.
8 and no.
Was it Jeremy Sisto?
Jeremy Sisto. What is he? Who is he and what is he from?
He was in like 6 Feet Under.
Yeah.
He was on SVU, Law and Order.
Okay.
CS Vagina.
Right.
IUD. CSI IUD, is that one of the shows?
I'm going to go, geez, Suburgatory.
NCIS.
What would ABC replace it with, though?
Happy Endings. They'd flip Happy Endings in there. And then...
I'm tempted to say... I'm saying no, but am I tempted to go this one really... Have I predicted something to die early? Yeah, man up.
Here's what... I mean, it's Wednesday, so they don't want to give up all that real estate, but they could plug in, like, one of those 2020... Oh, what'll they do now?
Yeah, but that's again. It's 8:30, so only got a half hour. I mean, if we're assuming that the middle is still good, and certainly there's stuff in the second year that's not going to make it, but we're not. That's not the game we're playing here. God, I'm saying 13 and no. I don't.
All right.
God, I'd like to think, because I'm only really predicting one thing. I'm predicting now two things to really get the axe quick: the Playboy Club and Man Up, but. There's certainly going to be more than that. So.
And this is it. Suburgatory's it. It's good nothing. What's okay. Matt Rausch's take?
A garish, broadly amusing Stepford satire with echoes of Juno and MTV's Daria and its deadpan Why Me snark.
That sounds like
doesn't that make you...
Can I change my number to one and no renewal?
Exactly.
That sounds like Deadsville.
But it doesn't mean that... it's your prediction, Matt. So.
5 and no.
Five. So I'm kind of putting it out on a limb there on Suburgatory.
Don't you think ABC's...
God, can I change my number?
Don't you think ABC wishes they had fucking Monday Night Football still?
Mm-hmm.
Well, no, because I think it was too expensive for them.
So, Matt, what was your number on Suburgatory?
5 and no.
5 and no.
He went lower. 5
for him.
And no.
I don't wishful thinking.
Wow. Well, it's my turn to choose. I'm going to go with... there's a little show on the CW called Hater. H-A-R. Now, here's one of the great lines, and I'm going to read it even though I know what the line is. Because it is actually in print. I don't want anyone to think that I am making this line up. Okay? Because this is actually in print. This is in you can buy this magazine on the newsstand and read it. This is the greatest line of all time.
What's the premise?
It's the line that I'm going to read.
Okay.
It's the premise. From the mind of Mario Lopez. That's the line. It's actually in print. I was going to say, because I remembered that great line that they wrote in Entertainment Weekly on page 83
just
of the Entertainment
Weekly. Picture some abs with a thought bubble next to it.
from the mind of Mario Lopez. Like, yeah, what is in that mind? What?
Hey, Preppy.
Yeah, what else is in there? From the mind of Mario Lopez comes a show that bravely takes up the cause of celebrities aggravated by the trolls who load them. Hater follows stars such as Eva Longoria and stars, they put the second stars in quotes, like Kim Kardashian and The Bachelor's Jake Pavelka as they ambush their haters. Members of the general public who dislike them as a rule. Then they spend time together with the celebs trying to win over their haters. Wow.
Let me read Matt Roush's.
Yeah,
statement.
Go ahead. I think this could be the worst show of, yeah, of all. I mean,
hate to be, here's Matt Roush's take. Hate to be a hater, but who am I kidding? The last thing TV needs is another insipid platform for overexposed celebrity reality stars to reinforce their narcissism. This time at the expense of punk nobodies who are right to shun them in the first place. Pathetic.
I'm going, you know what, CW, and I think I looked up last year, CW didn't pull anything early last year. I think they let everything run out, but this sounds just like in a fucking embarrassment. I mean, from the mind of fucking Mario Lopez, four, and no, it's not coming back.
Here's what comes out of the mind of Mario Lopez. Yeah. Do I get a skinny chai latte today, or do I do a soy macchiato?
Did I do biceps or triceps yesterday? All right.
I don't know. This P90X, is it really working? Like getting shredded? Hey, mama.
Do I twist during my crunches or not? I can't remember.
God, it's fucking...
Because
of the mind
Wednesday,
of Mario Lopez.
All right. Go ahead, Matt.
Is my left ball bigger than my left ball?
What's it? Yeah. Yeah. Three and no, I hope.
That
three
boy's got a no. Cute ass.
By the way, I didn't put our names at the top of these columns, so I apologize on your sheets.
All right, here we go. Yeah. I gotta...
But I'm the first column, Corey's the second, Matt's the third. Matt's saying three and no for hater. Corey?
You know, you're right about the... Oh, wait, Oops.
See, Matt is the third column, and you're the second column.
No, I put it into the box for hater. Sorry. Okay. You're right about the CW not canceling anything.
Yeah, they don't.
But my thing with this is how many have they shot?
And they're going to run whatever they shot, you think?
I think they'll run how many have they shot, which is...
I think... Yeah, go ahead.
So you went 13 on this bitch?
I said 4 and no. Matt said 3 and no.
4 and no, 3 and no. Yeah, I'm going to have to... I'm going to echo... How many did they shoot, though? Like 6?
You never know. I mean...
I'm going to go 6 and no.
See, it's funny. I think you put this on MTV, and I think this runs 5 years.
Well, with somebody hosting who isn't Mario Lopez.
I don't know if he's hosting, though. I'm not sure if this even has a host. We try to have fun with it, says Lopez. It has a very anti-bullying tone to it. The message is, don't discriminate. Don't hate. That's not cool. I'm going to hate on your show.
There are a couple factors in this.
And it's also, it's on against Survivor, The Middle, X Factor, and Up All Night.
This show will get promoted on Mario Lopez's horror program.
Extra, is it Extra?
Extra.
Yeah.
This will get all the push it can imagine from Extra. It'll get push on TMZ, because TMZ will love people yelling at Snooki. Right?
Yeah, I think Snooki is one of the people.
Right. They'll be like, look at them yell at Snooki. Yeah. I would love to be cast on Hater. Give me one of these bitches.
Who would you hate on?
Mario Lopez.
That'd be good.
Let me get that faggot on here, and I'll talk to him about his no-talent ass. Billy Bush. Can we get him in?
Billy Bush.
Billy Kid Hoover. I hate the people that host the reality. I hate the people that host the celebrity reality shows more than the people that are on the celebrity reality. But
you have a problem with Mark McGrath, Corey? Is that what
you're
trying to
say? Yes, I do.
How dare
he's you? He's the most talented of all those fuckers.
he is?
He at least put out a couple songs. What's Billy Bush done except be born with the name Bush? What a low. He makes Seacrest look like a fucking, Eric Severide. What a load of crap. Thank you.
All right, that leaves one show left for Matt to make his prediction on.
Revenge.
On Wednesday. Revenge. It's on ABC at 10 o'clock. It's a drama.
Yeah, 2 and no. There's just no reason that I read for me or anyone else.
Do you want to read the description in there?
In a nod to Alexander Dumas as the Count of Monte Cristo. This...
All right, call it there. Yeah, there it is. It's over.
Soapy new drama centers on Emily Thorne, a young woman who takes on a secret identity and immerses herself in the world of Hamptons High Society so she can exact payback for a conspiracy that destroyed her father 17 years ago.
Sounds horrible.
What was the undercovers?
Yeah, I don't know.
Was that the Black Secret Agent
show?
The
Black Spy show with J.J. Abrams producing it.
Yeah, speaking of which, have you picked out the theme this year?
What is that?
No color on TV.
Right. Come on.
There's no color on any television show. Right? Is there a single black theme show?
Yeah, since the CW, the UPN and WB merged,
right.
There's not enough room for that.
But I mean, there's not a single new show with an there's not even like a Margaret Cho. Look at
couple of years ago, they said the only new show that had a black person in it was the Cleveland show.
Right, right. Just, NBC actually had more colorful as their slogan,
yeah.
And then the only show they had was Outsourced, which was an embarrassment to
India. Yeah,
it was
a complete insult to everybody.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. White people and Indians alike. Okay, well, give us your thoughts on Revenge.
Two is a little low, but I'm going to go four.
Revenge, they're saying, here's some insight here from Entertainment Weekly. This is creator Mike Kelly. It says it has we set up with the Who Shot JR, and then we tell you who did it through the course of the season. You have all of the answers to all of the questions that the pilot poses by the 13th episode.
Not going
to
make it.
Well, here's the thing. I think this is the Detroit 187 time slot, which I followed because I'm in Detroit, and I watched it, and I was actually on an episode of Detroit 187.
Extra, yeah.
I was an extra one of them. I think it's going to get a 13-week run and get canceled. So 13-0. And Corey, what was your number?
I'm going 4-0. This is
4-0.
This is a turd burger right here.
All right, turd burger from Corey. All right, now I think it's Corey. We're on to Thursday now.
Christ,
you get your first crack, and there's a lot of shows on Thursday too.
Boy,
so.
Oh boy!
And this should be fun.
I mean, you know what the juicy one is? The one
if you would save that for me, I would be greatly appreciative.
Would you?
Yeah, because I kind of came up with the whole premise of this contest from that show. So if you would not, if you would mind leaving that to me.
How about the X Factor results show? Can we not score that?
We're not. It's not on here. Right, I didn't put it on because I figured that's tied into.
I'm going to go with a show I think is going to do well. I'm going to go with Person of Interest.
Person of Interest.
And I'm going to give that the full 13 in a renewal.
Yeah, that's what everyone's saying. I don't know anything about Person of Interest, but CBS does those crime shows well.
CBS does those crime shows, and they crank them out. Matt, are you in with that?
Yeah, I mean, you've got Jim Caviezel, J.J. Abrams, and Jonathan Nolan. So, yeah, that's...
Well, good for Caviezel, because he
high profile.
He was out of Hollywood.
He was. You know, it's funny. I watched The Thin Red Line just a couple months ago on Blu-ray. And Caviezel's in that. A lot of people don't remember that he was kind of the lead in that. And he was great.
Yeah, he's not a bad actor, he did The Passion of the Christ, and he turned into a hot potato.
They do that, but they also say that he's kind of a pain to work with. I've heard that about him.
Well, good.
That he's an arrogant prick.
He was doing, like, Catholic-related movies. Like, that was all he would get hired in.
Yeah.
He did some movie that was, like, a Catholic speedboat racing movie.
Okay.
And it was, you know, it was, like, funded by religious people.
But he's a good lead. I think he's a good leading man, and I think that this is good for him.
And the guy from Lost, I think, but you're right, I think it's that crime show factor on CBS. They do shows like The Mentalist really well. That'll work.
All right. So, Corey, now it's my turn to pick. And, again, I said I started this whole contest, came out of, I said to Corey, I think it was maybe after the show last week or 2 weeks ago, I said, Corey, I'm scheduling a party in mid-October. And you're like, what for? And I go, we're going to have a cancellation of Whitney party. And so from that, this whole bit kind of grew out that we do all these predictions. Because I think this show, now listen, I watched that, America's Got Talent. I watched that all summer. And about every 20 minutes or so, the corner of the screen, this little animated Whitney Cummings would pop out. And come out and shake her little ass in a dress on this, and then they'd run these promos.
Mm-hmm.
And this show looks like the least entertaining thing I've ever seen. I mean, here's the thing: it's I Love Lucy, and that wasn't funny 50 fucking years ago.
She doesn't even have an Ethel.
It looks horrible. And here's the thing: when they show you these clips of these shows, like there's one where like Whitney Cummings eats a cupcake, and like she's at a wedding and she eats the cupcake and she spits out the cupcake, and there is a roar from the audience that they have dubbed in, I'm assuming, let's say, I'm going out on a limb saying it's dubbed in the laugh track. There's a laughter that, like, watch Chris Rock's Bring the Pain. There's not a bigger laugh on that special. Eddie Murphy's Delirious. No one's ever been funnier than Whitney Cummings eating a cupcake. Like, that's the funniest thing ever, and it's not.
Can we have a subcategory on this?
What's that?
I want a subcategory for how long till her boyfriend is written out? Right? I mean, how many episodes?
I mean, yeah, they could take
over under five. He gets
they
written
could take
out.
Her and they could make her, you know, a waitress in a restaurant and turn it into that, or they could turn it into an office comedy. Or
I'm
some
feeling
like that.
I'm feeling but that they will. They have enough invested in her.
It's funny because I don't even hate Whitney Cummings. I've seen her on the. You've seen her do stand up. I know.
I
not
saw
too
her.
Long ago.
I interviewed her,
but I see her on the Chelsea Handler show, and she's okay. And she's an attractive girl in comedy, but. You know, this is television. She's not that hot.
Right.
That's the other thing. If she was super smoking fucking hot, I might give the
show
a chance.
She's a comedy nine.
Yeah.
Which makes her about a six.
But she's a sit. Yeah, she's like a sitcom three.
Am I wrong about that, Matt? You're staring off into the sun.
fucking,
I mean, she's
who
not.
The fuck are any of us to talk?
No, no, but I'm saying, you know what I mean? That no one would put me on a show and call me the handsome guy.
Yeah.
So, you know what I mean? Right,
yeah. That, you know what? I would pitch that. Joel Fragamenti is the handsome guy.
Well, I would, if this,
fall on
if this
CBS.
Was a show, Matt would be the handsome guy, yeah, and I'd be the smart guy, and you'd be the fat guy or something. I
know.
Think.
Matt's the handsome guy, but I guarantee
this,
I've been.
This would be the show about the murder of a handsome guy. Right. Because I look like.
No, him. Matt's the handsome guy, yet I guarantee that.
You've gotten more pussy.
I've
than
gotten
me.
Way more pussy than he ever has in my life. And it's an incredible
exponentially.
Thing. I know, by a factor of 10.
Really? Well,
anyway, it's a great. He's a good guy.
He's a great guy.
Ladies, listen, if you're available, if you're not that
are
into,
you single, Matt, at the moment? Are you,
yeah.
You're single at yeah. the moment.
If
all
you're
right.
not that into emotional connection.
Because I know,
in
I knew some girls. Matt dated some cute girls.
I
dated super cute girls.
Two,
yeah.
cute,
two
girls
cute girls.
For, briefly.
No, that's
that show. Right. That's on Fox. On
Recombined. Yeah.
But I haven't even made my prediction.
Two cute girls.
Oh, two cute girls. Yes.
Is that?
It's called Girls That Matt Fucked. It's on.
That's on FX.
It's on Sci-Fi.
Oh, shit.
All right, sorry.
Oh,
please don't
shit.
Hurt me. He's 6 foot four.
No, no,
Corey,
I'm
keep
not.
Keep him away from me.
And then there's going to be Girls Joel Fucked Before Heather. And it'll be on True TV. right after Hardcore Punk.
Yeah, it'll be like.
I had True TV all queued
it'll
up.
Be, yeah.
Isn't there an autopsy show?
Listen,
I think you're dating his. I'll be on right after that.
I banged a girl who, I shit you not, was on the first 48. I'm not even fucking kidding.
God.
Like some family member who
it'll
bought
be
it
a,
early.
It'll
I,
be,
I'm not making that
it'll
up,
be
by the
Joel's
way.
Joel's ex-girlfriends followed by all new Truck Stop Missouri.
No, my girlfriends are now lining up to date Brett Michaels. Those were my exes. That's oh. their
Oh shit!
I think one of them's on Basketball Wives. One of my exes, and anyway,
my exes are all on Current. They're all out protesting. They're all, you know, they're like they're at that women's rights.
Corey's, they have a new show called Eco-Friendly Moms.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's all Corey's ex-girlfriends. Hippie
Joel,
moms.
Joel, there's a show about girls you've dated. It's called Hillbilly Handfishing.
all right.
Oh,
all right. Well, thank you, Corey. You've done some sterling work over the last 5 years on this show, and it's good to see you going out this way. Matt, I look forward to more great shows with you.
Definitely.
Corey, it's been nice.
Okay.
I don't even know
did
what
you
to
make your pick
even,
on Whitney.
Well, no, it's if this, the,
let me read the premise of Whitney.
Read Whitney on this.
Where's are we on Thursday?
Read Whitney in there. I can read it out of EW, I think, if you can't, but.
Okay, here it is. Viewers may recognize Whitney Cummings for her biting Comedy Central specials and outrageous roast appearances, but this fall she heads to NBC in an all-new eponymous sitcom about an unfunny cunt.
All right, now, come on.
What?
She's living with her boyfriend, and they can't take the next step, and they're trying to... Are they having enough sex? Should they adopt a dog? Are their friends judging them?
This is a real push for me. I can't. What's your pick?
First of all, let's just say this. It's not getting renewed. We're going to go with that.
No.
And then I think. But see, here's the thing. 30 Rock is not yet on the schedule. And, you know, something's got to give to let 30 Rock back in. Like last year, Parks and Rec didn't join until midseason. So they had to shift around. I think they got rid of Outsourced ultimately to bring on 30. So I think it's going to get a little bit of a run. So I'm going to say 13 and no for Whitney.
You know what's interesting with NBC is that they've been dying for years.
Yeah.
But they have a track record of sticking with something if it's good.
Right.
Like if it gets critical approval, like Parenthood has been brought back again. Was this the third season for that? Two seasons? Anyway. Like, they'll stick with Parks and Rec, which did pretty badly, and then they'll nurture it. This has got no chance of building or getting better. It's just going to be a shit show. Now you're breaking out another snack product.
I got all kinds of snacks in there.
I'm going to Kit Kat.
You want a little Kit Kat? I'll give you a little Kit Kat. So give us a Matt's next.
I'm going 13-0.
13-0 from Corey on Whitney.
God, yeah, I mean,
this could bomb immediately.
Oh, well, yeah, it's gotten terrible.
This could be a one.
Because
a one,
really
because it's getting savaged by the critics.
Yeah, absolutely.
And they're trying to force feed her.
Yeah.
Yeah, most
shows
definitely.
Shows that work, like Mike and Molly, work kind of almost accidentally.
They soft
where
pedal
they go,
the, yeah.
Where they go, hey, look at, and people go, oh, those are cute fat people.
Because it's really
whenever
got,
they try and force it,
they've
on you,
got all their eggs tied up in her. Uh-huh. If you don't like her, the show's gone. It's not like it's an ensemble where you know you might like somebody else on the show. If you don't like her, there's no show. So,
hopefully, this is America rejecting good-looking people trying to be funny. Because I mean, have you seen? By the way, have you seen the male lead do comedy?
No,
he's.
I'm saying, if the show makes it 13,
yeah,
he doesn't make it 13. If the show makes it a full season, he doesn't make it a full season. He's a friend from L.A. who does comedy.
Yeah,
Chris Newberg would be better in that part than I mean, seriously, where's his show? If they're handing him out to every... anyway.
It's called America's Got Talent.
Well, yeah.
But Matt, give us a number and a...
That's 6 and no.
Matt going for the early Ziggy on Whitney. I think NBC's got too much.
You know, I'm gonna repick mine. Is that okay? I'll let you guys
go ahead.
I'm gonna drop mine down to 8 because I do believe the sweeps thing. They'll double up on offices or something. They'll find a way to Parks and Recs. They'll fill that in. I'm dropping that down to 8.
Eight. I think it holds on until 30 Rock comes back.
Okay, so Corey's going
13. Up All Night should be in the Whitney spot. They should. If they're going to open their beachhead, they should put this bullshit, slap-happy, three-camera garbage on Tuesdays or Wednesdays.
Yeah, exactly. I agree with you. This seems more like a show. If you put this on ABC with that lame, although ABC had a bunch of lame kind of female-based stuff, you know, female-appealing shit. I don't know.
NBC has a track record of bad girl-centric shows like Caroline in the City.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, this seems to be like that, only it's more aggressive and annoying.
There was Better With You last year. Did you ever see that?
Right.
It's not back, but
no,
yeah.
This is going to...
That was an attempt at that.
This will be... I'll say, some shows will get canceled faster, but this will feel like the biggest bomb of the year because of the way NBC has relentlessly
they pushed it, too much.
Shoved her down our throats.
Yeah.
I'd like to shove something down
our throat. Hey-oh, ba-dum-bum.
But you know what? I saw her do stand-up, and she's like a middle that was trying to headline.
Yeah.
Like she didn't,
I mean, no, because she's, you know...
She didn't have 45.
She's attractive in that sense, and that's fine.
Every now and then, Hollywood will do that, where they'll take somebody and they'll go, oh, let's rev up the engine and move them through it quick. Mm. And she doesn't seem
you
like
you know, even in comedy, they do that with guys in comedy.
Right.
There's guys who, like, you know, who, like, oh...
We'll get a Comedy Central special.
This guy's got a 5 o'clock shadow and some hair gel and a couple of... Mm-hmm. Hip jokes.
And let's put her opposite Whitney on.
Yeah,
sitcom.
Okay. Well, I don't even know what
she
that
seems
guy is,
pre-manufactured, and she's riding on Chelsea Handler's vibe.
Well, and it's funny too because I want to see her fail horribly, but then she did create Two Broke Girls, which is everyone is saying is going to be a breakout hit. So,
well, it's stuck. That show's in a no-fail position between two hits. You want something funny? Check out Twitter, and Andy Kindler started a rejected Whitney promos thread.
Oh, okay.
That was really funny.
Mm-hmm.
That was a really... Did you read those?
Yeah, I read them, yes.
That was I had a couple, like... mine was like, everybody thought Jim Belushi would be better with a vagina.
Well, it's great that, you know, the promos, which are supposed to get people interested in the show, have done the complete opposite for that show. And I think when they look back, they'll realize that. And I'm sure Whitney will be on Celebrity Rehab or something in a few years when her career's washed up. And
all right, who's pick?
She loses her looks. I think it's Matt's pick. You let me pick Whitney, so.
Are we on Thursday?
Yeah, there's 3 shows left.
How to Be a Gentleman.
All right. That is with who?
Kevin Dillon.
Kevin Dillon.
Yeah, it's a Odd Couple takeoff.
Okay.
He's like a brash personal trainer, and the other guy's, you know, a fastidious, you know, latent homosexual.
All right.
It's kind of like the vibe Joel and I have.
Exactly. Yeah.
And what is your thought on that?
God, am I?
Entertainment Weekly also uses the word odd couples.
Yeah. Well, no, it's the picture is the odd couple. Okay, it's Kevin Dillon holding a guitar. Oh. And the other guy is sitting on the couch being Tony Randall.
Oh, right. Okay, yeah.
You can Photoshop a lot of it. A hoagie,
exactly.
A shotgun, an Xbox controller. Yeah. You can just Photoshop anything into his hand.
A beer and then the
other weight.
A
dumbbell.
He's the guy.
All right, well, give us your thoughts on this. How long is this going to make it? It's 8:30 Thursday on CBS. After Big Bang Theory.
Oh, after Big Bang Theory?
After, that's why you got to consult your grid.
Yeah.
Giving him too much info.
Yeah, okay, why 13 and yes, why not?
13 and yes on how to be a
Yeah, I think it's a time slot case in this one.
And are you agreeing with Matt, 13 and yes? I think 13 and yes, although something that scares me is if it does bad, they've got those Monday shows they could swap in, because that's where Big Bang Theory came from, so, you know, we could
I could also easily go 13 and no. It could get bumped.
Well, here's the thing. The NBC stuff on Thursday night, which it's going to be Parks and Rec is on against it. For people that find Parks and Rec too smart and too hard to follow,
which is most people,
they'll be this stupid show on CBS for you, and there you go. All right. We all agree on that. We go over to Corey now, Thursday night. There's two shows left.
Yeah.
Which one do you want?
I'm going to go with the... No, is there two shows?
There's two shows left, yeah.
No, there's three.
Charlie's Angels. Oh, there are three. Three. You want Charlie's Angels, Secret Circle, or Prime Suspect?
I'm going to go Charlie's Angels, and that's going to be a three and no.
Corey saying Charlie's Angels is going
down. Look, how did Knight Rider do?
Terrible.
Yeah, this looks bad. This looks almost
Bionic
worse.
Woman, bad.
Those shows, and you know what the difference is? Those shows had a budget, and they therefore had to burn them off a little bit. They'd put some money into them. This doesn't look like it has any money in it.
I think Charlie's Angels, again, and I said this a little bit playboy, but I mean, I think it's too old a franchise. I know they did those movies in the 90s or whatever, but, you know, even those movies in the 90s, that's almost 20 years ago.
This is now nostalgia for a 90s based on nostalgia for the
70s. Right, weren't the Charlie's Angels movies out in the 90s? Or were they out in the 2000s?
They were in,
1999.
Yeah, were they 90s?
Turn of the century.
2002.
Okay, so, all right, well... I mean, I still think Charlie's Angels is too old a proper. You know, I mean, I think that you can go 20 years on nostalgia. Like, 18 came a little bit too late. Mm-hmm. I think people's nostalgia really only goes back 20 years. And Charlie's Angels, which, number one, Charlie's Angels sucked to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't a good show anyway. People watched it because there was hot chicks and there was three channels.
There was a thing called No Bra.
Right, that's true.
It was a... nipples were novel on television.
I'm going to say eight and no. I don't think three. I think they probably already made eight, and they'll have to stick with that, but make it till fall.
It's ABC.
Make it till November.
So ABC.
ABC's got nothing. They got zero. Absolutely zero. So. Yeah. Eight and no. Matt, we'll go to you.
Do you remember the Andy Dick version of Get Smart?
No.
Exactly.
Yeah. No.
This never works.
All right.
This never,
Yeah, it doesn't really work to bring back an old... I mean, if you call it something else and it's very reminiscent of it, it'll work.
Yeah,
good. But if you call it the actual... Hawaii Five-0, I guess, has worked, at least at this point.
That's a rare example.
Yeah.
Because they tried it, and you're right, it's... When they bring back CPO Sharky, it's going to really take over.
What do you want? What do you want?
Four. No.
And a no.
Yeah. I think that's got a shitstorm written all over it.
Yeah, I mean, it's got... who are the stars? It's not even stars,
They're
know,
not even
right?
hot chicks.
Yeah, the chicks are like...
I mean, look, I don't want to get all Howard Sterny and be, she's not hot, because look, I would clearly bang any one of these
right,
women.
Right, but they're not... I'm trying to find who these chicks... Let's just sit here. Charlie's Angels. Let's see. Mika Kelly's hot. I mean, she was dating Jeter until recently. Rachel Taylor and Annie Alonzo.
Nah.
Let me see the picture in TV Guide, because there's not one in EW.
Here, you want the picture?
They ran a Kaylee Cuoco picture.
Well, that was a good move.
Well, you've got the metrosexual kind of Latin guy, the
it's
black
not that
chick.
Not, it's not that they're not attractive, but none of them have that real pop. You know what I mean?
Who believes that they're secret agents, too? And right. I said I was, you know, and a few years ago on TV, everything was about women who kicked ass.
Yes.
You know, when there was Alias and what was the Jessica Alba show?
Well, that's Dark what Angel worked Boston. About Farrah Fawcett was the suspension of disbelief.
Yeah, I think Charlie's Angels is bad, too.
You know, if you want an ass kicker, that Kate Smith. That was somebody.
Well, I was watching, you know, they repeat that, and Tanya Roberts was on, must have been the very end of Charlie's Angels when she was on.
Well, there was the rotating
brought in a red
hat.
Yeah.
Charlene Tilton.
Was she on there?
Or no, Cheryl Ladd.
Cheryl Ladd?
Yeah, after Farrah left.
After Farrah left, they did the rotating because
it was Kate Jackson and Kate, the other one, Jacqueline Smith. Jacqueline Smith.
All right, let's go on here.
Kate Jackson, excuse me.
Speaking of girls who kick ass. This prime suspect is...
Tyne Daly does. I would imagine Tyne Daly could put a beating on
Tyne Daly pee standing up, so we know that... But listen.
Tyne Daly goes into bars. She goes into longshoreman bars in Boston and says, who's got the biggest cack? And she whips hers out, and everybody just backs off. Guys on the wire were afraid of Tyne Daly.
Was she Cagney or Lacey?
She was Dykey. I think was her Butchie.
It was James Cagney.
Actually, oddly enough, she was Lacey.
She was Lacey. Ooh, very
oddly funny. Enough.
Prime suspect, Thursday night.
Sharon Gless was a real piece of ass, though. Let me tell you about that.
All right. She's so ugly, they needed Tyne Daly to make her the pretty one.
That's how ugly she...
Speaking of pretty, Maria Bello is attractive. I mean, there is a photo of her.
You know, Tyne Daly's so ugly, her brother's prettier than her. Tim Daly, much prettier.
All right. Let's go. Prime suspect, Thursday night at 10.
I'm sorry. I need a break from the Tyne Daly.
All right, Corey, please have a Kit Kat. Do something else.
Fucking shit. All right.
Have a combo.
I'm too fat already.
Prime suspect. This is based on a British series, which is very successful, which I believe airs on. Does it air on PBS?
It's over now.
In the States, but yeah, it did. I mean, it was
Helen Mirren.
Helen Mirren as a. Now listen, I think these again NBC and their dumb promos. I think they've hurt this show because it's really if you would just watch the promos, you think it's about Maria Bello wears a hat. That's pretty much the show. Is Maria Bello in a fedora?
I think it actually doesn't look bad.
It doesn't look bad, and I think it's going to work at least for a year. So I'm going to go 13.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to say yes. I think that there's, you know, it's Thursday, and here's the thing about Thursdays that we got to consider. Charlie's Angels aside, is that 13, when they pick the good shows, they usually end up on Thursdays. Mm-hmm. So the people that have seen these shows know what's going to work and what isn't. At least they have a thought. And when they put stuff on Thursday, they think it's going to make it. So I'm going to say 13 and a renewal. Prime suspect.
I'm going to agree with you. And again, back to my theory that NBC will stick behind a show that's getting good buzz.
Yeah, it looks like a well-made show.
And so, I think this will do just well enough with the critics.
And it's coming back, you're saying, as well.
I think. And what else do they have?
Yeah.
And they're going to have to fade out at least something. And then, you know, NBC is going to have to pull the plug on something.
Okay.
So I think they'll stick with her. It's Maria Bello, too. It's like a big...
Maria Bello, yeah.
It's a movie star. So
she's a movie star.
There's a lot of those this season.
Yeah, a lot of people are getting TV gigs. Zoe Deschanel was smart in going...
But I think TV pays. I mean, if you're Maria Bello... The thing is, Maria Bello and Zoe Deschanel, neither of them is a name above the title movie star.
Right.
And they're probably not even... You know, if they're making $1 million a picture, they're lucky. And they're probably getting $500K an episode to do some of these shows. You know, they're going to pocket, for the same amount of work, they'll make more money.
Here's what happened.
By doing television.
Zoe Deschanel's busy doing Our Idiot Brother.
Yeah.
And you're right, selling albums that sell maybe 100,000
copies. She ain't making a whole lot of money.
So her sister said, hey, I'm on Bones.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you get yourself a TV
gig? I got bank.
Right, because you sell a DVD set of the fucking new girl.
Zoe is more famous and more talented.
But her sister's probably loaded.
Her sister's got way more money being on that bad show.
On that Bones.
Mm-hmm.
What's worse, Bones or Castle? We're talking into
microphones in a bedroom, and we're talking about how much money these.
Hey, listen.
I'm a fat man who has to drive to Delaware, Ohio to do a comedy gig for $9, and I'm eating combos, but I'm going to break down who's making money in Hollywood.
Well, I mean, you know, listen.
Is that theory wrong, though? Don't you think this?
I'd have $1 billion if I look like Zoe Deschanel. Are you fucking kidding me? Come on.
I don't know.
No.
What do you mean?
If you had Zoe Deschanel's body and your personality, I don't know how that would work.
What do you mean by that? That's a sitcom waiting to happen. Me and Zoe Deschanel switch bodies.
Mm.
Coming next year.
They call it the handsome guy.
It might have to be on Showtime. It might be above these networks, but telling you.
Too high concept.
It's going to be on Stars or something.
Can we get through this fucking thing?
All right. Pick Prime Suspect.
I forgot who everybody's
Prime Suspect.
Did everybody pick How to Be a Gentleman is going to hit?
We all said 13 and yes on that. So, Matt, we're going to you on Prime Suspect.
The premise of this thing, I almost thought it was on CBS because it's, you know, it sounds like
it does.
Old people fall asleep to kind of. But, I mean, yeah, this is ER's old spot, promotion behind it. Yeah, it's a good 13 and yes.
I don't think you can ever undersell scaring white people with murder shows.
Yeah, that's true.
Old white people. Yeah. Need to be told immediately.
The city is dangerous.
Stay out of the city. And this is yet another. But they go, but that cute little Maria Bello, she fights the crime.
She's a tough one. She's a tough one.
What
she's
a
feisty.
Tough cookie.
I like her.
She's like Cagney.
She's like Tyne Daly, but with smaller balls. Matt, we're going to you on the last one.
Tyne Daly used whole rolls of toilet paper for her tampons. Just shove them right in there.
Yeah, you get the last one, which is called...
The Secret Circle.
The Secret Circle.
What?
It's so secret, I can't find it in Entertainment
what?
Weekly.
What? I got it. I got it. I got it right here. Circle. I got your TV guides on it. Here it is, Joel.
Well, guy, read it. Somebody read us a description.
Poor Cassie Blake, the 16-year-old, played by Britt Robertson, is orphaned, moves to Washington to live with her grandma, discovers she's descended from Salem witches, and joins a powerful teen coven, all in the first hour. You know what that is?
That's Twilight?
Yeah, that sounds like Twilight.
That's Harry Potter's Twilight.
Yeah,
that's...
Twilight Potter. And remember the witches shows that took over the world last year, like Eastwick? You remember how big the witch shows were last season?
Yeah, I know what you're saying, but it's CW at 9 o'clock. I mean, it's Thursday night. It's in a very, very tough time slot. It's on against Grey's Anatomy, Person of Interest, Bones, and The Office. It's a very tough time slot.
But, you know, you're right. The CW will just
What are they? They got nothing
they'll
else to
take a
on.
Flyer with stuff.
Are they going to put Hader on Thursday night? Like, what are they going to do?
Yeah, no, you're right.
But it's Matt's pick. Matt gets to go first on this one.
Hey, they have that show, The Vampire Chronicles. Is that still on?
That's, I believe.
The Vampire Diaries, yeah.
Yeah, Vampire
Diaries whatever.
Made it, yes.
So, god damn, maybe. 13 and yes.
13 and yes for Matt. Corey, Secret Circle.
Ten and no.
Ten and no. I'm going to say 13 and no for the Secret Circle. 13 and no.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to draw much.
I mean, Corey, that's interesting. 10. All right, Corey, you get to pick first. We're moving on to Friday.
I went crazy and said CW is going to cancel something.
There's only two shows.
They let Smallville run for fucking 14 years. Friday, there's two shows.
There's two shows, so you pick one, and I'm taking the other one.
I'm going to go with what appears to be the worst show on the lineup of everything.
Yeah.
Even worse than Whitney.
No, I agree with you.
Grim. It looks grim.
It's the headline writes itself when this is canceled. Grim outlook for...
Grim, I know.
Well, and the other thing about it is it's on against two other sci-fi shows on Friday night. It's on against Fringe and Supernatural.
Yeah, which is what Matt Roush says.
Which means, there's only so many sci-fi fans that you're going to have, and Friday night is kind of a bad night for television already, so...
I'm giving it six.
And six and a no from Corey.
I mean, that looks dire. I mean...
Yeah, I'm gonna undercut you and say five and no.
It's a guy who walks around and he can see ghosts and goblins and
Look,
stuff.
Friday night, you can't put on enough Dateline.
Yeah, it's
you
Friday.
You can put on 12 Datelines, you know what I mean? Like they'll just throw an old Dateline on there, and it'll be...
Look, MSNBC stops doing the news and puts on shows about prison rape on Friday.
It's Friday night.
Right?
So Datelines, and
you're right. People who stay home on Friday night are exactly the same white people that are afraid of the city.
I go to my girlfriend's a lot on Friday, and she doesn't have cable. So if we're home and we haven't rented a movie, it's Dateline or 2020 or... What Would You Do or some bullshit like that. And they just put Dateline after Dateline after Dateline.
You're telling
after
me
Dateline
you're not watching
Dateline.
The Universal Track and Field Channel?
Yeah, on 38, yeah.
What is that
38.
About?
38.2.
The dot?
Universal
Sports.
Universal Action Sports.
They get some cycling in there?
And they have cycling and weird.
Maybe
yeah.
some kayaking.
So anyway, Grimm is not going to make it 5 and no. Matt, we'll go to you on Grimm.
It's not going a whole season. It's going one season. That's obvious.
How many?
shit. Seven.
Seven. Seven and
that's bold. I'm just saying. I mean,
that is a bold pick.
Didn't Mantis get a whole season running on Friday? I mean, the Flash got a whole season. That
the
was
Flash
a
Flash actually did well, but was too expensive.
Oh, okay. All right.
All right. Well, the next show, the only other show on Friday, this has got to be my pick, is A Gifted Man at 8 o'clock on CBS. Now, listen, you're going to say that Friday night people stay home and they're old and, you know, this is made for those people. This show is deliberately, because usually Friday night, why would you put on a show with a guy like Patrick Wilson, who, again, is not a name above the title star, but certainly a movie star and a very good actor. This movie is about a man who, his wife dies, and it's about feeling, healing faith, and why things happen to people. So it's basically about old people dying.
So
which it's, is about, like, it's about, well, it's young people dying, so the old people feel better about dying.
What he predicts when people are going to die, is that the
it's touched by an
angel. It's touched by an angel with a guy.
Okay. What I'm saying about this show, let me tell you about the show.
Okay.
This show is going to run. What year is it, 2012? 2035, the show
it's
runs
like
till.
And
it'll be on every rerun, and it'll be in every old folks home.
Really?
This show is a giant. This is the biggest hit of the. I mean, as far as like what show's not going to get canceled ever, it's this one. I mean, yeah, because I think this is like what old people want to watch. It's on Friday night. Here's what. You want to know what it's on against? 8 o'clock Friday, which means they're putting it on when old people can see it. Because, yeah, you might think this is like a 10 o'clock show on CBS. It's on against Extreme Makeover Home Edition, Nikita on CW, Kitchen Nightmares on Fox, and Chuck on NBC. Like, those shows.
Wow, Chuck got bumped to Friday.
Chuck, Kitchen Nightmares, Nikita, and Extreme Makeover Home Edition have about 12 viewers between the four of them.
Kitchen Nightmares actually does well.
Well,
and
whatever.
It costs nothing.
It costs nothing.
I don't think
A Gifted Man is making 13 in a yes. Absolutely. I can't see that.
This show should be a Sunday night show.
Friday might be the new Sunday.
I would predict, I would say, whatever Ghost Whisperer did.
Medium got canceled, by the way. They moved it to CBS.
My mom was sad about that.
Yeah, they still shit-can Medium. But I think this is a big show. I mean, not big in the, for what its time slot is, this is the best thing on at 8 o'clock on Friday.
You know what, though? I don't
think... It's Matt's pick, but you can jump
Matt
over
pick it,
yes.
As you've done.
13 and yes.
I'm going to go full season and no.
All right.
Hey, come on. Who wants to watch that garbage?
Old fucking people.
It looks dire.
Well,
I do like Patrick Wilson. He was in
Patrick
Watchmen.
Wilson's, and he was in, what was it,
Little Children.
Yeah, very good movie.
He's
like
the bland white guy.
But he's good.
But he's a good actor.
He's a good actor.
We're getting to, I can see daylight.
Well,
this is like that comedy show we did last night. It never ends.
Here's the good news. Saturday, there's no new shows on Saturday. In fact, let me read you the Saturday lineup because there's no new shows. Saturday, ABC has college football starting at 8 o'clock and that runs to 11. CBS has Rules of Engagement, followed by 8:30 and 9 o'clock. According to TV Guide thing, it just says repeats, which means they're going to repeat probably the Monday night sitcoms. Or the Thursday night sitcoms on Friday night. CW is showing repeats all night at 8. And I think they only booked, you know, 2 hours, but 8 and 9. Fox has two cops at 8 and 8:30, followed by America's Most Wanted, which that's been their Saturday night lineup for, like, what, a decade now? And NBC is showing repeats. So NBC will probably show the dramas, probably a couple sitcoms and a drama.
This is the one part.
Dateline.
Hollywood actually wins this one where people go to the movies on Saturday.
So Saturday, there's nothing new, which leaves us only with one day left. That's Sunday. We'll go to Matt. There's three shows on Sunday.
Thank Christ.
Go ahead and pick.
Alan Gregory.
Alan Gregory. Now, this I have to say is an unusual show because this is, and I haven't seen this. Has anyone seen a trailer for this or anything? This is Jonah Hill's animated show, but now it doesn't come on until October because of the World Series, so you got to consider that as well. But go ahead, Matt. Alan Gregory.
13 and no.
13 and no.
How many things have been on after The Simpsons that got canceled?
Yeah, that's true. Is Bob's Burgers still around, or is
Bob's Burgers
not?
Made it?
Yeah, it made
Bob's
it.
Bob's Burgers made it. Actually, according to this, Bob's Burgers is not on.
Bob's Burgers is a mid-season.
Okay, yeah. Because right now they have The Simpsons, Alan Gregory, Family Guy, and American Dad.
When this thing tanks, Bob's Burgers will be on.
Okay. So you're saying, what are you saying, Corey?
8-0
8-0
You went 13-0 or 13-0?
Can I change my mind?
You can change your mind, sure.
Yeah, probably like, yeah, 8-0 as well. Yeah, it's probably, yeah, this isn't going to go the whole.
I don't know anything about the show, and it sounds like
Jonah Hill being a shitty little. It's basically Jonah Hill doing David Spade's airplane guy.
Oh, okay.
He's being a pissy, dismissive little toddler who's like, I'm sorry, can I get some Fiji water? Please.
I mean, it's
can I get some Fiji water?
The threshold to make it.
What
on
is this juice box?
A
nonsense?
Fox animated show. But listen to me. I know television. I'm in entertainment. I'm an entertainer. I've been a fan of television for going on 40 years.
I'd watch this show.
I have more experience watching television than either.
I'd
of
watch
you.
The Joel. I'm an entertainer.
I'm an entertainer. Show. It's the name of my show. It's called I'm an Entertainer. Listen, this Family Guy and American Dad is worthless. It's horrible television. But people love it. So, I mean, I don't understand the threshold of what's going to make it.
What? I mean, I
no Matt just had a grand mal seizure.
What was that about? Face
he just turned into
he
the...
He made a face I've never seen.
He turned into the, he turned into the bad guy from Scream.
Sorry.
Are you all right?
No, I'm fine. I'm
all right. We're getting, get him an EpiPen. I think really. The guy is in trouble. All right, listen. All right. I think these sitcoms are retarded. I think The Simpsons is a great show. I think it's one of the greatest shows ever. It's not as good as it used to be, but you know what? People who watch this are 12 years old who watch these Sunday night animated shows. So, I mean, I don't see any reason why it doesn't make it. But at the same time, I...
Look at the... Look at
13-0
13-0
I'm still saying no. You've convinced me on the no. I'm glad I went last.
It looks bad. It really looks bad.
Really?
And sometimes, like, remember God, the Devil, and Bob? Sometimes, yeah. Or there's
well,
been...
Well, like,
that was an NBC cartoon,
That's true.
Like, Futurama didn't quite make it and then went to cable, and maybe this doesn't count if it does go to cable, but...
You're right. Fox is more inclined to stick with animation than the other networks.
Yeah. Because
They've all tried it, and
animation
they've
all tanked. Expensive, and I get that. I get they could run two Simpsons back-to-back, which wouldn't cost them anything, but...
Animation, though, is in a weird way not as expensive because the voice talent isn't as pricey as the regular talent is.
Well, I think Simpsons might
well,
be.
Well, but how long did it take them? Yeah, and they had to fight the
20
network.
20 years, yeah. All right. Then we go to Corey, I think, next.
Well, this is the next big... This is the big one here.
This is the big one? Corey's got the big one.
Boy, well,
here comes the
there's
big
only
one.
Two shows left, and the other one it looks dreadful. Pan Am.
There's Pan Am and then a show. I don't know what it is. So, yeah, Pan Am. Go ahead.
The other one looks horrible. That's okay. just bad. Pan Am. This is the other 60s Mad Men knockoff.
Sure.
It's got Christina Ricci.
There it is. There's a big two-page spread for you in the EW there.
Mm-hmm.
It's looking good. Corey's licking his lips over there.
I'd have it.
Corey will bang any
I'd
of these.
I'd lick it all. Anyway.
It's early 60s.
Christina Ricci, by the way, is pocket-sized.
She's tiny.
Very small. Yeah. Just name dropping that I met Christina Ricci.
You met
time.
Christina Ricci.
Briefly. I would say this is, in every way that the Playboy Club flops, this one will do enough to hang around, I think.
So what are you saying?
I think, because Desperate Housewives is on the way out.
Yeah, this is, let's see, Sunday night. It's going to be on, after Desperate Housewives. So it's on at 10. It's on against CSI Miami is the big show.
Oh, it's on against a show that'll probably crush it. But
CSI Miami's long in the tooth.
It's
though.
Long in the tooth.
All the CSIs are getting long in the tooth. They've banished the one to Friday. I think the New York one is on Friday. Or did the New York one get canceled? Anyway.
Well, it's on against Sunday Night Football.
That's true, but...
Which, I mean, the end of Sunday.
But it's for women. It's for women who aren't watching football.
It's counter-programming.
So, yeah.
I'm going to think that's going to make it long enough to last.
So what are you saying? Give me a number and a...
13 and a qualified yes.
13 and yes.
I can't think of see it making it long in the second season.
Right.
But I think there's enough room for a soap on Sunday night.
I mean, I agree with you on this. I think that... Again, it's for women. I'm not a woman, and
Playboy Club looks like it's for men.
Yeah, but
it's a woman show for men, and that looks like a man.
This is for women, and I think it's a little softer than Playboy Club, and I think it's sort of women even though I'm sure it was horrible in some, I'm sure you got your ass grabbed 50,000 times when you were working on Pan Am. Mm-hmm. I still think it does look glamorous and appealing to women, and it's counter programming and stuff like that. So 13 and yes for me on that one. Matt, Pan Am.
13 and yes. 13. Yeah, a lot of hype behind it.
A lot of hype, and why not?
Reviews good.
Reviews are well. Let's see what the what night is that? Fucking Sunday. Let's take a women who. Oh, we skipped over Women Who Rock.
But that's on cable.
Okay.
Or something. Yeah. Right. We're only doing broadcast network.
All
right.
What is Matt Rausch? Up, up, and away. The sky's the limit for this infectiously glossy escapist romance that might actually make you desire to fly again. Well, Matt Rausch likes it.
Yeah, by the way, the top five, Entertainment Weekly did their top five to hit. And
which one's your favorite, Matt, of the stewardesses? Which do you find appealing?
Christina Ricci.
Yeah, Christina Ricci, because she's the biggest slut. That's correct. That's,
really? I'll take the, I don't even know.
The dark-haired one second from the right.
I'm not sure. You got different pictures. I'll take the redhead. Looks good to me. What's wrong with the redhead? See, yeah, you might have different bitches. Look at my lineup. I got different.
No, those are the same.
The
bitches.
Same bitches.
Yeah, I think so.
I don't know. I like the redhead. I don't know who that is, but that's Kelly Garner.
Any relation to Jim Garner?
Let's hope not. Anyway,
you know Jim Garner was the best stunt driver. He did his own stunts on Rockford because no drivers could do it better.
Is this Larry King?
I don't know. Yeah, Larry King. Tony Randall's widow.
By the way, we've almost gotten all the old fossils off TV. Let's think about it now. We've gotten Jerry Lewis is gone. Regis has like a little over a month
left.
Yeah. Larry King, Jerry Lewis, mm-hmm. Regis, Oprah. All the old fossils, pretty much.
They really are the last of the showbiz dynasties.
Yeah, and thank God.
And those guys have been on for... We didn't even talk about the telethon.
We didn't. Let me make this last pick because... Okay.
The show's going 2 hours.
The show is... We're at almost... How long have we done? An hour 45. It's time to wrap this up. Okay. The last show that I'm forced to pick first is Once Upon a Time on ABC. I don't know. There's a picture...
Look
at based
look
on
at that picture.
Photo. Is that the bottom right picture?
Yeah.
But then there's this photo. Look, can you see this in the top of that page? Like, what is that? Let me read it.
This says Jennifer Godwin.
Jennifer Goodwin, who is kind of a star. She was in what was that god awful movie with John Krasinski that came out this year?
Yeah, her.
She was in that.
Her
Something Borrowed.
They're trying to make her into Katherine Heigl 2.0.
They are, and it's fine, but. When describing the fairy tale drama to friends, star Jennifer Goodwin often says, "Were you a fan of Lost?" And then the friend punches her in the face. No, I'm kidding. The storytelling is very similar. You're presented with the puzzle pieces of these people's lives, and then you're empowered as an audience to put them all together. In Once, a group of fairy tale characters have been trapped in a main town and cursed into forgetting their true identities, including Goodwin as Snow White and Jennifer Morrison as Emma, who may be Snow's long lost daughter. Who once hold? Oh God, I can't even get through the description of the show.
It just.
I mean, look.
God, Matt is even deader inside than he normally is.
Let's start with no. Let's start with it doesn't come back. But at 8 o'clock on a Sunday. But I'm also guessing there's a lot of costumes. This is an expensive show. I'm thinking they've made six. And they'll leave it at that. So six and no for me.
Again, it's counter programming on football, but I don't see it doing anything.
Yeah. I mean, I could see maybe they're trying to appeal to kids because it has that fairy tale thing to it, but no.
I'm going to match you and go 6-0.
Remember ABC? Remember what ABC Sunday used to be? The Wonderful World of Disney.
Oh, yeah.
That was for many, many years.
It was real family-centric.
It was very family. They would show like an animated movie or something and whatever. Okay, go ahead, Matt.
Summon the will to care.
It's almost over.
Eight and no
for Matt.
See nothing.
And then Corey, Once Upon a Time, your thoughts?
Six and no.
Six and no from Corey. All right.
That looks dreadful.
It's a terrible premise. I mean, but is Jennifer Morrison who I think she is? Is that hot blonde kind of that she was on How I Met Your Mother this season?
Last season? Here, take a look at this.
Let me see. Throw it over here.
Take a look at that.
I don't know. Jennifer Goodwin is just not clicking. They're trying.
Yeah, that's
to make
Jennifer Moore. That's who I like. Yeah, I like her.
They're trying to make a star out of her.
She's cute.
Here's my problem with Jennifer Goodwin. She was on a show I liked, Big Love.
Okay, yeah.
And it's a show about Mormon wives. She was the one who wouldn't take her clothes off, and she was the one you wanted to see naked, the most. Yet she left all of the nudity to you know, Chloe Sevigny,
Chloe Sevigny,
and Jeannie Triplehorn.
Jeannie Triplehorn's been getting naked for like 30 years.
She's a class. She's a legend.
It's all time great, but yeah, we've seen.
But
enough
you know
of
what
that.
I mean? She wouldn't even take her kid off.
Yeah, that's too bad. Yeah. But this show's going down in flames.
This whole podcast went down in flames.
Well, what are you talking about? This is a fine show. This is a fine show, wasn't it, Matt?
Yeah.
Did you have fun today? Was it great hanging out with us?
Yeah, I had fun.
All right.
You should be on
myself.
You should be on like rehearsal. Just Matt is so stone cold that like unless he laughs, you just can't get a read on him in any way. And like you'd be great on a panel or a jury. You'd be great on a jury. They could never read you.
That would be. I think the lawyers would.
Yeah, they'd reject
that
him
out.
Right
now.
Yeah. That guy called to jury duty one time, and it was for a murder trial, and the guy confessed before, so I didn't have to.
Oh. That suck.
Yeah.
I had a guy plead out like day two, and I was.
Oh,
pissed,
yeah.
And it was like
oh, you were seated and
yeah,
everything?
Yeah, I was seated, yeah, and then day two, he was like. It was like assault with a hockey stick.
Oh, really?
It was great. And I wanted to be like, oh, I want to hear about this. And then.
I was
flat out.
I was in like I was in the what do they call it? You know, I was to be picked, but they never picked my number. But they brought the guy in, and he had burned down. He got in a fight with a guy at a bar, and then burned his trailer down.
Wow!
And I read up. I found the local paper when the trial was over, and the guy was found guilty.
Yeah.
But I could have been seated on that, but I was not. So anyway.
Oh,
well, Matt.
Reading.
All right, let's go to
some
page.
Of these shows are going
to
feel.
Let's go
like
to page three and talk about when comics' careers fail. Corey, you're up first. You get to pick.
Mine failed in about 2006.
So if anyone had 2006 for Corey, you can. I don't know. But anyway, we're going to have to follow this TV thing until because generally the renewal decisions are made in May. I think on these shows, so that's when it's ultimately going to wrap up. And what can I say?
I like all of the Pan Am girls. I'm going to go with the Ellie Kemper lookalike in the middle. There is kind of my.
The middle? The third one over?
I kind of dig that one. She's got it a little different. Okay. This one's cute, though, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the redhead. That's
yeah,
the one
with
I would
that.
Think.
All
so
right.
Anyway, so anyway, it's the lowest score wins. It's, you know, we our number of weeks subtracted.
We have a lot
from
of matching. We're in agreement.
We're
a
in
lot
agreement a lot, but there's some difference. I mean, if you look at Hater, you know, I've said four. You said three, six. Matt said three.
I went three on Charlie's Angels.
Suburgatory might be the deciding factor. I've got it going 13. You've got to go in eight. Matt's only got to go in five.
I think Matt's going to win on that. That
I
show...
think we may have all agreed on whether. It, well, I was going to say our renewal because Corey, you've predicted a renewal for Terra Nova, Corey.
Yeah, that's wild.
And let's see. But on most of those, we agreed on the renewal or not. Up All Night, Matt is predicting he's coming back for 2000.
I might have lost it on Terra Nova.
But
that's
we'll
gonna.
See.
That's
we'll
gonna
see.
Really.
We'll see. You know, it's only one point, and you never know what happens in television. And again, if something goes to cable, it doesn't count. If something goes to DVD or download or something, it doesn't count.
Mm-hmm.
And it's only original episodes that aired. And we'll use Wikipedia as our judge. In
you know,
this,
we
I
should
guess.
We should have Matt back for his thoughts on the summer superhero movies.
Well, we got if you got a minute, let's do it now. I don't know.
Next summer superhero movie.
Oh, next summer.
The only one I saw was Captain America.
That's the only one you saw this
year? Oh, this year? Really? Okay.
Yeah.
You didn't see Green Lantern?
Because I talked to comic book super fan Steve Bills the other day, and Steve saw everything, and he said X-Men was the best. And I thought, I only saw X-Men.
X-Men was pretty good.
I thought X-Men was great, so.
X-Men Thor was like enjoyable.
Out on
but
DVD
would,
now, X-Men First.
Thor was enjoyable at the time, but you forget everything about it.
Yeah,
really.
Thor. None of them. I mean, Captain America looked interesting to me, and I didn't see it because I just didn't see it next.
Captain America
to.
Was the closest to like a regular action movie. I think.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The superhero thing was kind of almost incidental.
Mm-hmm.
But Green. Can we all agree? Green Lantern.
Green Lantern was a hot mess.
But it's a dead franchise, right? They're not going to bring.
They're not bringing that one back.
They're not bringing back
Seems
a Green
unlikely.
Lantern 2.
They might put him in, like, a Justice League movie.
Yeah.
Well,
not Ryan Reynolds, but they'll recast it.
So
but,
Ryan Reynolds will be on the fall 2012 TV lineup
Absolutely.
Somewhere.
Absolutely.
It looks that way.
That career is about
yes.
it. It
Ryan like Reynolds is the
can I point out before,
Ed Norton of Green Lantern.
We really should have done a summer movie recap about what sucked up
well,
the joint.
Well, you know,
but
summer movies kind of petered out, though. It didn't.
They hit an all-time low this last week.
August was terrible.
Can I just make a point about something? The Help, by the way, won, like, 4 weeks in a row.
The Help was a big hit.
Huge
yes.
hit. But this last weekend, everybody's in Toronto except me, which really annoyed me.
Yeah.
Like, every film critic, there's like...
But why can't... All right.
Well, because
I'm not going to get into why...
No, they sent one
paper.
One guy to the paper. One
oh,
guy.
Your paper did send a guy.
Yeah, there's somebody over
they
there.
They sent the other guy.
Yeah.
Does the other guy have seniority on you?
Like about 3 months.
Oh, right? Okay.
I went to Toronto like once, and I would love to go back. But yeah. Anyway, most of the industry's in Toronto for the film festival, okay, which is wrapping up now. But they tried to sneak this movie out called Bucky Larson, Born to be a Star.
They did, yes.
Dude.
And this thing, it didn't screen for critics. So the fact that it got reviews meant somebody had to go. A.O. Scott from the New York Times. I don't even know if he was in Toronto. He had to go out and watch this.
And watch this, yes. Leave.
Tony Scott had to go watch this piece of shit. This thing got a zero on Rotten Tomatoes. An absolute zero. It's a Happy Madison production.
Yeah.
And what happens is every now and then Sandler goes, hey, let's put Swanson in a movie. What do you think?
Like, no, he says, this one's too dumb even for me to do.
Right.
And he goes, okay, let's get a different guy.
Yeah.
Get Schneider.
Alan Colbert's funny. And I'm in a movie. So this is, please, yeah. Adam Sandler, stop it.
Well, he's got Jack and Jill coming out, which is...
Could be the worst movie.
I mean...
This could be the... If I can sit through that, we should have an over-under. Forget how many episodes until something gets canceled.
If you're getting paid to watch it, you're going to have to watch it. What we should do is bring a bunch of people to like the screening of it and then do a podcast after and just dump on Jack and Jill.
The reactions to Jack and Jill.
Just a horrible shitstorm.
Trailer for Jack and Jill took... time off my life. It took it's hideous.
It is so.
And then Bucky Larson, the commercials are, it's like a guy talking like dang.
Yeah, I could not.
And who is that appealing to? Not even,
it's
like 12-year-olds are like, fuck that.
It's
stop it, Sandler.
I mean, they made it as deliberately dumb as they could to sort of, they almost wanted to make it critic proof, like, hey, we know it's dumb.
All his
movies. So if you're coming.
But
you
every
know
movie he's done for 10 years, yeah, with the exception of Punch Drunk Love.
Yeah.
And that stupid one with Don Cheadle where he was trying to recover
funny
from 9/11.
People.
No, the other one.
No, but
Rain
funny
Over
People.
Rain
Over Rain Over Me. Funny People was also.
Funny People was
not retarded,
brutal.
Yeah.
Yeah. But
it wasn't great, but, you know, it had its moments.
It was an attempt. He tried to do something. But he just has to stop cranking out a shit storm every 6 months with this guy. There's like some bad Sandler movie.
Yeah.
And please. And if he's not going to be in it, double spare us.
Yeah. Don't, yeah,
he gives his. This is like if Elvis let the Memphis Mafia put out an album.
Yeah. Well, that's okay.
Charlie and Red are going to put out an album. We're going to. It's going to be a good one. Right? Wouldn't it be like, you know. Oh, anyway.
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
It would be like if Arn Anderson, like if the Four Horsemen. Ric Flair wasn't in the four.
If Tully Blanchard got a world title run.
Yeah, right. Okay. All right. We're getting
it's time
nerdy
to wrap this up. Let's go. I want to thank Matt McClary for joining us today, Matt. Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Matt McClary was here. MattMcClary.com is where they find
you. Yeah.
Twitter?
Twitter, Facebook.
What's your Twitter handle?
Matt McClary.
All right. There
all
you
right
go.
Not,
he keeps it simple.
Yeah, I do.
There it is.
But honestly, really, I don't know if it came across on this while we were discussing what's going to be on CW on a Wednesday night, but Matt really is a tremendous stand-up comic, and if you get a chance, check his schedule. If he's coming somewhere near you, please go see him. Oh,
yes, you, so go see Matt. He's very funny comic, so we love Matt. We've known Matt from the Club Bart days, going all the way back to that, and whatever. Now he's in real clubs, so... Yeah.
That's
now
right.
He's moved on. He's graduated.
We're saying Club Bart wasn't a real club.
Well, you know, it was. A,
it said
was
club in the
mic
title. Mm-hmm.
He got his start there, like mm-hmm the rest of us.
Most
did
definitely.
Now he's doing his own thing. All right, so we'll get out of here.
When Matt gets a pilot next year with you, you and a robot chimp, you and a robot chimp have a boat and you solve crime. I think we ought to sell that one. I think it's gonna be a big hit.
I think we'll look for Matt in. At clubs and one-nighters all over Ohio. Yeah.
How come there's no shows about super boats anymore?
I don't know.
There's no shows about...
Matt will be opening for Whitney Cummings in Beaver Dam, Ohio for Steve Sabo once they cancel her fucking sitcom. So
I'm going to be in Wisconsin every other week.
All right.
Inconveniently booked.
Yeah, that's terrific. So, all right, let's get out of here, everybody.
Appleton, Wisconsin, welcomes.
Oh, well, that's the wrong song to play. We need to play
that's
the
good
song. There you go. I'll get this right one of these days. But anyway.
So, what's the pick for this show? Canceled after three more
this
weeks?
This show can't be canceled.
All right.
You canceled Corey and Joel Radio.
That's a good point.
You did. And
all
that,
right.
That one ran 238 episodes.
That's exciting.
It was not renewed. All right. We're out of here. We'll catch you next time, everybody. Good night.